rather be than right here, right now. Thank you, Timmy. And now the highlight of my day when I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip R.J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
That's Phil. He's very upset.
Phil's upset? Why?
Very, very upset. They had a tribal council last night, and they voted him out of the broadcast booth.
Oh, no.
Mr. and Mrs. Fried Cheesecake and all the ships at sea, providing a festival of family fun and football without charging $10 for parking. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wow!
Thank you, Robin.
Hello, and
thank you for listening, everybody.
It's Thursday,
June 1.
Yeah!
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
First of the month, remember?
I always forget that
game you play.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Oh, it's the first of June.
Got to be the first thing you say as soon as you wake up on the first day of every new month.
You say that, I say June is busting out all over.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. You can't say it enough. You lead a charmed life just like me. June 1, year 2000.
And of course, when I'm saying that, I'm speaking of June Lockhart, a lady you once tongue wrestled with.
I did. I laid it to June Lockhart when we were out in California once. Met her for a drink at a bar. Pinned her up against the wall. Kissed her. I did. That's not a lie. Swear to God.
The pinning her up against the wall part?
No, it was consensual.
Wasn't it a little cocktail table or something like that?
It was at that hotel in Los Angeles. June 1, year 2000. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636.
Wow.
Of course, that sound. Sound of Kimmy O'Bibinus. Not to be confused with this sound. The sound from Survivor.
Survivor. Nobody made that sound on Survivor last night.
They did not.
No.
Well, I watched it. And here's the thoughts about Survivor.
Go ahead, because I didn't get a chance to see it. I'm very disappointed.
You're kidding.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
You're kidding me.
No, just doing some pretrial stuff. So I didn't get a chance to see it last night.
Oh, man.
But how was it? Did you like it?
All right, here's what was good about it, and here's what was bad about it.
Okay.
What was good about it was the fact that it's as advertised, 16 people on an island.
Right.
And as the hour went on, you definitely found out who you liked. And who you didn't like.
Okay, and I'm sure you have your list.
Well, the Navy SEAL would be the guy that I hate, the guy that I...
72-year-old guy?
Yes, the guy that I wish they would have voted out, but instead they voted out the sweet lady who had the ukulele and the sores on her leg.
Mrs. Howell. Oh, that's the same, because they didn't think she could cut it?
Well, they had a race. They had a race where they had to take this raft out into the water and push it back towards the land. And the reason they lost the race is because the old lady didn't run fast enough.
Oh, dear.
She fell. A terrible call.
So they voted her out. All of that is good. And I'm hooked on the show. There's no doubt I'll continue to watch it.
Good.
But what's bad about the show is that they junk it up with... You know, stuff like this noise and the annoying host. I wish that they would vote the host off of the island wearing his
goddamn boy.
His Banana Republic khaki shirt and his khaki shorts. And when they decide, when they have the big tribunal meeting to decide who's going to stay and who's going to go,
right?
They go through all this pomp and circumstance where they have to, they're all carrying these big sticks and they have to each light their torch individually. And then when they vote the person out, he very ceremoniously comes over and puts out the fire on that torch of the person who's gone.
And that's the first time the person is aware that they've been 86?
Well, no, they've been told. They said, and the winner is, you know, ukulele lady.
Sonia.
Yes, Sonia.
Was she pretty broken up about it?
No,
she seemed relieved.
She handled it well.
She seemed very relieved the fact that she was not going to be part of Survivor.
I know you're hooked on it, but you didn't like it 100%.
No, not 100%. I can't.
I'm almost glad sometimes when I don't see something, because I'm looking at your reaction for it, and I have no idea what this show was all about, because I didn't get a chance to see it. But what I'm looking at says you like the show a little bit, but there's a lot you don't like about it.
It was much like Mission Impossible.
Okay.
I liked it fine.
Too much hype?
Not that there was too much hype, because it still has the basis to be a great show. But... It was just last night. too much of them running around like and the host who I just wanted to smack, you know, holding up a packet of 50 waterproof matches, which is one of the things that they were going to win if they were the first group to bring the raft in from the water and light the torches and everything. And,
but the old lady, when they vote, it's a secret ballot.
This is what's good about the show.
Okay.
It's a secret ballot, except they all go into a room and they look into a camera and they write down the person's name on a piece of paper.
And then they hold it up to the camera?
They hold it up. Right. And some of them actually said, I'm voting. And I think the SEAL's name is Rudy, right?
That's correct.
They would actually hold him and say, I'm voting Rudy out.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them wouldn't say anything. They would just like write down the name Sonia and hold it up and look at the camera.
And that's the only thing they say about the person? They don't do a lot of analysis?
Well, a couple of them spoke. A couple of them said, Rudy is a big pain in the ass. Rudy's yelling at everybody and telling everybody what to do. And
they all hate Rudy.
And I don't like Rudy. Well, the other group doesn't like their old guy either.
Okay.
The old guy who was on the very first day. What's his name, Rob?
BB, I think.
Yeah, the old guy who was sitting down. The guy that was sitting down and said, we should all just get to know each other today. We should just sit down and talk. We shouldn't really do any work today.
Oh, no.
They didn't like him either. I think the show's going to be a cotton pick and smash.
It is. We got quite a few weeks to go before we find out who's the last one standing.
Right. Well, I would bet you that the next one to go is this Navy SEAL Rudy.
He's such a caustic guy, and he doesn't get along with anybody else.
He's goddamn annoying. But, the show, I'll also say at the same time, while I'm here giving it a pseudo-rave, wasn't quite as great as I thought it would be. It wasn't as riveting.
We get any overnights yet? Do we find out?
Yes, we do. We have, they're sketchy numbers, but we know that between 17 and 18 million people watched Survivor last night. It did not beat Millionaire, but it came very close. It was right behind Millionaire by about 6%. And the better news is that the viewership for Survivor grew over the hour. Instead of people turning out as the show went on, more people were tuning in as the show progressed.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the best part of the show is the very end, when the people get to vote on who they're going to be kicking out of the group.
I can't believe it didn't knock off Millionaire.
It might yet, though, because I think there's going to be a lot of talk that may make next week's numbers even bigger.
This is the most annoying part of the show, though.
Right here.
Now, they don't broadcast that through big speakers on the island, right?
That's just...
And they don't broadcast that through big speakers on the island, do they?
No, they don't. But listen, I watched it, like everybody else. I watched the show.
I liked it.
Yeah. Wasn't that great, but I liked it. I think it's got some promise. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Dude, that show is so hokey.
You didn't like it?
No, it's just real goofy. Not only the music, but just the camera angle. You don't get to feel like it's really...
You know what? They do love the shot when the guy's laying on the ground, the cameraman's laying on the ground and has the camera at a jaunty angle. They are fond of those type of shots.
Like you see them, their feet all walking by, and he's looking up at them as they're walking through the jungle.
And they're also big at the shots. Buzz, didn't you think they're big on the shots of, like, bugs crawling over rocks and stuff?
Yeah, but we want to see the bugs, right?
We don't need much production. I think Millionaire is going to kill it. I mean, the ratings are going to just go down. It's not going to save CBS.
I disagree. Listen, first off, let's be honest. There's nothing that's going to save CBS. But I think the show is going to do
Carmy
well.
The Hawk.
Where is Carmy?
Carmy the Hawk might save CBS.
Right.
He was circling the island last night.
I should say Carmy the Magic Hawk. There he is.
There he is.
He's floating. He's flying high above our heads right now. It's Carmy the Magic Hawk.
Somebody toss him a cufflink. I think he's hungry. Who's got a cufflink for
Here you
for
go.
Carmy.
Here you go, Carmy.
Carmy cat. There you go.
Oh, he got it.
That's a good... Good Carmen.
Yeah.
Very good. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hola.
Don and Mike. Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don. I heard like three people or four people throughout the show have some sex on there. I was wondering which one you think it's going to be.
Well, I think it'll probably be that girl who was... Was she cutting her hair with a knife last night, or was she trying to comb her hair with a knife?
She was trying to cut the rats out of it because her hair had gotten all knotted.
Cut the rats out of it?
Yeah, well, not rat animals, but her hair had gotten tangled in the salt water.
Is that the redneck girl?
Yeah, I think so.
The redneck girl will be one of the first to have sex. You know, I can't remember the names. There's one real nice girl in the group that had the yellow bandanas. You got it there, Robbie?
I think they
You
might
got the names? Been. I'll tell you who I think's the hottest who's going to get sex. If I could see a picture of him, I could tell you for sure.
Who's going to get sex?
Get sex.
Who's going to get sex?
Get it. Oh, I keep getting it.
Might be in the front section.
You got it, Rob? Keep looking for it. Well, listen, everybody watched the show. At least last night it was a hit. You got to admit, last night it was a hit.
You think it's going to get stronger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, I do. Well, I'll watch it next week.
Me too.
Just because I, you know, however, for me, the thrill might be gone when they vote this guy Rudy off the island.
Well, see, and what I had heard about that show is that at the very end, the guy that stays or the lady that stays is going to be a surprise. So whoever's the last person standing is not the person you'd expect. So maybe it might very well be this guy, Rudy.
All right, let's see. Who's hot and who's not from Survivor? Well, this guy, B.B. Anderson, he might really be the next to go. He's the old guy that just sat down and said, why are we doing any work? We should get to know each other. You know, when they have to build huts and find food and junk.
B.B.
Then you have Colleen, who was, she was all right looking. Mm-hmm. Nothing special about
striking, her. Striking, really.
Dirk. Now, is Dirk the guy that, who's the, you know, the other guy I hate? Who's the guy that Rudy said, he's fat, but he's strong?
Well, that's Richard. That's the guy who wanted to sit down and talk about what we were going to do. He's the one they didn't like.
Richard Hatch, a corporate trainer and consultant from Newport, Rhode Island.
Is that the guy that said, let's talk, or is BB the guy that said, let's talk?
No, Richard Hatch is the guy.
I thought it was BB, the old guy.
No, they don't like BB because he's the businessman from Kansas City who orders everybody around, much like the Navy SEAL did in the other group. They don't like him for the same reason.
So the corporate trainer is the guy that said, let's
talk? Right,
chat.
And he's also the guy, I believe, who's accused of... you know, choking his son, trying to force his son to exercise when he got back and discovered that his son had gained weight.
I was afraid to ask me last night which one of those guys tried to beat their son up because he got fat, and for the life of me, I didn't know. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for that, Buzz. Dirk, Kelly. Kelly's not bad looking.
No.
Ramona. I don't care for Ramona.
Nice name, though.
She vomited.
Yes.
Trying to, you know, she choked on the salt water. She got seasick coming down on the raft.
Richard. All right, he's the dick. Let me see. Is it Gervasi?
That sounds right. I'm not sure.
Is that the brother?
Yeah.
All I know is about the brother is he's the only guy who spelled the name Sonia wrong.
Sonia. How did he spell it? S-O-N-Y-A?
S-O-U-N-A is how he spelled it.
Sonia.
When he went to hold up his card to the camera.
Sonia.
Then you have Greg, Gretchen. Gretchen was the middle-aged lady, right?
I think so.
Jenna.
Yeah, I like Jenna.
Jenna. Is it our Jenna?
No, not that Jenna. Not Jenna and Shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
Joel. Rudy. Right, the Navy SEAL. Rudy, please. Somebody kill him now. Sonia, who got canned last night, she had the ukulele. Who's the guy who had the Bible, Buzz?
Oh, the guy with the Bible. That's one of the names I think you've passed over that we couldn't place a face with.
Sean,
it's either Greg or
Stacey,
John or...
and Susan. Yeah, some guy brought a Bible with him.
Were there any turbo hotties on the show? I mean, really, like...
No,
particularly. So CBS, isn't it? I'm sorry. I mean, I love my network. I'm a good company man, but isn't it just so CBS?
Yeah.
You just put one Jennifer Aniston on the island, please.
Let me, there is no Jennifer Aniston. There's no
not
Kudrow.
One hottie.
There's no Courtney Cox. There's not even a Suddenly Susan on this island.
Really?
There's not a Caroline in the city on this island.
Because we were looking at the ad yesterday and we said, well, she looks like she might be a hottie, but not really, huh?
No, the hottest girl looks like one of the mommies.
Oh, no. Well, that's...
I don't know.
Really?
I mean, you would think that the producers would throw a little bone our way.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how come you guys never talk to anybody from Florida?
We do all the time.
That was just my joke. Somebody said it a long time ago. But, hey, how come a Navy SEAL can't start fire with matches?
Right.
Well, you know, that's very true. And didn't somebody on the show say that last night, that they wanted to kick him out because he was a Navy SEAL and he couldn't start a fire?
Right.
He really couldn't do that.
No.
And was he just trumpeting the fact that I was a SEAL?
Well, I know you know some guys like I do who are former Navy SEALs who just cannot stop talking about the fact that they're Navy SEALs.
Yeah. A lot of times... I think I'm going to stop. I was going to say something, and I think I'm going to stop myself.
But this guy was more annoying than most, though.
Right.
Really, because he's walking around in his red T-shirt, and he was a big one saying, we'll do this now, we'll do this now, you do this, and you do this.
Right.
And he would stand there with his hands on his waist like this.
Totally taking charge.
Making like a Superman pose.
Right.
Actually, I think didn't he get three votes against him?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he was tied going into the last vote, but the thing that he said that was greatest was...
Oh, this
was,
is a 72-year-old.
Right, yeah.
I read an article that this is the guy who, not in the last episode, but the second to last episode, he gets eaten. by the rest of the people.
Right. I hope so.
No, the best thing I think the Navy SEALs said was, if it was up to me, we'd all get haircuts and be lined up in formation at sunup every day.
Yeah.
That's how he'd run the island.
Ah, very good.
Nice.
Does that remind you of anybody you know?
Not anyone that I know.
Does it really?
Don, baby, how's it going?
The way it would be.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How frightening would that be?
The world according to G.
He could handle it. He could handle it. I'll tell you that.
Well, my money would be on G if he was on that island.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Christ.
He'd do that little thing where he'd catch you individually, too, you know, and say, you know, make sure you vote for me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
I just wondered if you had, your screener said nothing about it or didn't seem to know, but I wondered if you had heard about Jim Kelly.
The plane crash.
He was in an accident yesterday, right?
Yeah, and I was just looking for more information or if anything else was.
There's no report of the plane crash. There's no report by the FAA.
Right.
The plane. There's actually no record of the
plane
crash.
I saw him on Sports Center. I mean, I saw his picture, and I think they were
swam 100 yards after the plane crash.
They were alluding to the fact that he swam 100 yards in and he was okay, as opposed to this guy. Hold on, I just got to show you something. Here's journalism at its finest from USA Today. Where's my sports section? Hold on, I wrote this down. They got a list. They have a list in USA Today of potential NFL free agents.
Okay.
And they got listed, you know, Eric Swan of Phoenix.
Right.
Dion from Dallas. Carl Pickens from Cincinnati. And you go down the list, and they have listed as a guy who's going to be a free agent when he's released today, Eric Allen of the Oakland Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only problem is Eric Allen died 2 days ago.
Did he really?
Yeah. It was a big story.
Well, how did he die?
The guy had some kind of debilitating disease
right.
And had grown progressively sicker over the months. It had been reported. I mean, it was on the front page of USA Today Sports. Yeah.
So he'll be a pretty good bargain.
There he is from whoever writes that in USA
right.
Today. Flooding the market. Oakland. Cornerback Eric Allen.
Fantastic.
Wow. Well, he's dead.
Not fantastic that he passed away,
he's dead.
There he is still he lives on really in the free agent market.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Rudy didn't write that, did he?
Rudy Martsky?
Yeah.
No. And certainly not to be confused with Rudy the Navy SEAL, although Rudy Martsky was in our Coast Guard.
Can you imagine Rudy on that island?
Oh. Rudy would be the first voted off.
Seemed like out on a rock at the end of the shore, trembling.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. This is Rhoda.
Yes, hello, Rhoda.
I'm calling from Bend, Oregon.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you, yesterday I was driving through Spokane on my way back to Oregon, and I heard you guys show for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm driving down the freeway, laughing, hanging over the steering wheel, tears running down my face, people looking at me like, what is wrong with that woman?
Snot running down your nose, too?
Snot
running down the nose.
Pull over and stop, and you did that bit about Dracula, that coach.
Oh.
New York.
Coach Van Gundy!
Anyway, I also wanted to ask you about your roof. You know that guy that called in and said, how much you pay for your roof? And
right.
We I paid $3,127 square. You guys said, well, what's a square? And he goes, oh, it's one of those bundles of roofing material. Well, don't believe everybody here because he's
right.
A little bit. A square is...
It's not bad.
Do you say roof or roof?
Your roof.
I say roof.
The
also.
Roof. The roof.
The roof.
The roof is on fire.
Up on the roof.
What? Rooftop.
Roof.
Right.
Well, she said roof.
She said rough.
Well, but she's from
Oregon.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. And now she's eating dial tone.
Hi,
hello.
Guys.
She's a boring caller. I don't care if she was a first-time caller.
Rough.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. We're great. Thank you.
Great. I caught the last half hour of Survivor. And one thing that really bothered me was the, Gilligan Island flavor. Like, even the pen they used to sign Alconia. Why did it have to be wrapped in twigs and twine?
You know, that's very true.
It's a magic marker.
That's very true. And I was, like I said, I was not a fan of the big torches that they carried around.
It's got like an island pen that they used.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
homemade
jive.
Pencil. Yeah.
That is
old. Yeah, not that great. Hello, that part was not great. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, last night on the show, did they actually eat rats in that one part or no?
Not yet. They use them for bait, I believe.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
Once again, though, more evidence why we have somebody that works in this building that could be great for that show.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, G. Gordon Liddy loves eating rats.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
I just wanted to talk to you real quick and just clear something up that you said earlier.
Yes.
Last night on the Survivor show, the black dude wasn't even involved in the voting.
Really?
Right. He didn't misspell it. It was the white lady that misspelled it.
Well, there I go. Always blaming the black man.
Exactly. There you go. Every single time.
Damn, I am the white devil.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, it's so easy to blame the black man.
There you go again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, that was Eric Turner that died. Rudy's not that bad with his sports.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Oh.
You're right.
Eric Allen lived.
Hey, Red Sox rule, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to the fans and family of Eric Allen. Well, I knew it was...
So was Eric Allen on that list that you were just saying?
Yes, and Eric Allen apparently is alive.
So he is, so it's not a mistake.
So just forget everything I just said.
But you know what you should do? You should do what Emily Latella used to. Never mind.
Just never mind. Never mind.
And that is really, whenever any of us makes a mistake, that should be just the catchphrase. We just say, never mind.
Just never mind. Come on.
Like a big blanket.
You know, come on. Just trying to fill time. Hello. Right. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
This guy, Rudy, is not just any Navy SEAL. He is the Navy SEAL. He was like the original, like an original member of Navy SEAL Team 2.
Well, like, so his card says number one on it?
Well, he was what they call a plank owner, which means that he was part of like the first of the 50 guys who were SEALs.
So why couldn't he start a fire?
I have no idea. My theory is that he was just kind of hanging back there because he didn't want to be as much of an SOB as he could.
Well, hold on. I mean, you know, just because a guy is a Navy SEAL, he's 72. I'm sure that his skills and his memory, you know, it's not like you completely retain every single detail.
But that's something you would think that a Navy SEAL is taught that they would be able to do. And I disagree with this guy that he was holding back. If he could have made a fire, he would have made a fire last night. The guy just could not make a fire.
What if you were, say, a great chef in your 20s, and then you didn't cook for you know, 60 years, and then you had to come back and make, like, a souffle? You probably wouldn't make it the same way. You'd probably forget some of your skills.
Yeah, but if it's something like taking a string and a piece of wood and rubbing it together as fast as you can, or whatever goddamn thing they do, I would imagine you
not
would...
Not the way the SEALs do it.
You would retain that.
SEALs do it with their scrotum.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
It's the friction.
Hey, I was wondering, why, Don, do you want to get rid of the Navy SEAL first? Don't you think even though he can't make a fire, isn't there something he could help you out with?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just found him very annoying.
Well, he's annoying, but I think you need to hang on to him for a little while. Even though you may not like his personality, you got to hold on to the guy for a little while. He's got to have some skill.
No, he just seemed to be, as a matter of fact, reminded me a lot of me. Just a very big, bossy, big mouth.
Really, yeah, you're right. Get rid of him.
Really didn't want to do a lot. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You wouldn't be in everybody's face, though, if
I was on that show,
you'd be like setting up your own hut. Wouldn't you? Like on one side of the island?
Living by myself, trying to get my satellite dish. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, did you see the commercial where they were advertising about 2 weeks they're going to have another show where they're going to have 12 guys in the house and have 50 cameras in the house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to follow their life, everything, as they call it, in their life. It's going to start in 2 weeks on CBS. It's supposed to follow survivors.
Yes, it's something that was originally done on MTV called The Real World.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
right.
A lot of people would say Survivor is kind of like The Real World, only on an island. And
well, maybe Rudy can move into there.
Yeah, well, except on The Real World. I mean, Jesus, I know we've discussed this before. They put those pricks like in Hawaiian bungalows.
Beautiful home on Hawaii's Real World.
Where they have every convenience known to man.
Is it New Orleans Real World? Is that the new one? I think that's the new one now.
So.
They're going to New Orleans.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, who do you think they'll put on in the celebrity version of Survivor for charity?
Oh, man, can you imagine if you were able to pick the celebrities?
Would that be fantastic?
Start with Ed McMahon.
You have to put Roe there.
Yes, absolutely.
Roe O'Donnell.
Put
Hello.
Roe.
Right. It's Roe.
Have her and Ed McMahon, like, be team captains.
Oh, that's great.
John Goodman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you guys keep on giving this Navy SEAL guy crap about not being able to start a fire, but Navy SEALs are trained to be in the water, not on the land. What good is fire going to do them in the water?
Well, wait a minute. I thought Navy SEALs were skilled in all elements of survival training.
I don't know. I think they're water guys.
One of the things they do in the water is reach land, and then they have to do something when they get there.
I believe that they are trained to do just about everything.
Right.
I'm just trying to defend them.
I heard that Navy SEALs can even give birth.
You are trying.
Wow. Unlike regular men.
And, you know, they can also bounce those balls off their nose. Like when you used to go into Sears.
Right. Yeah.
You ever go into Sears and they would have the seal there by the air conditioning units and he would have the big thing of air coming out of his nose and somehow miraculously the beach ball would be suspended in midair?
All other branches of the service, all the other divisions, they have to have that big, long, tedious chow line. Navy SEALs, bucket of fish. Take care of a whole platoon.
So what was your point?
Just that, in my opinion, I didn't think that Navy SEALs needed to know how to start a fire in the water. That's all.
Okay, well, F you. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, go turn your radio up so you can hear yourself again.
Rob was in the Killer Whales.
Hello.
Right.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to let you know. That guy, he has no reason to build fire. He's a Navy SEAL. They're always cold. Have you ever seen any of them shows where they show them guys training?
God damn. Well, everybody, listen, you know, excuse me for being right while everybody else is wrong.
We better all be careful. You know, we'll be walking out tonight and somebody be in the lobby just snap our neck like a twig.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry. I think Navy SEALs, which are the finest trained fighting men that our country has to offer, mm-hmm. should be taught how to make a fire. And I'm pretty sure that they know. Hey, Rob, give me the number of the Navy.
All right.
Right now, I want to call the Navy, and I want to ask if a Navy SEAL knows how to make a fire. You know, and I would just call Lydia, except I know he's already
right.
leaving, because I saw him in the parking lot today when I was coming in.
Okay.
Or give me G's car phone number.
I don't know that he has one, but give me one second.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Like, probably like 1-800-WATERGATE or something.
He's got a spy phone.
And his shoe.
He's got a secret. He's got a shoe phone. Hello?
Yeah, give me that number, Rob. I would love to call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, it's not an exact science.
What?
It only works like one out of every three times.
What?
What does?
That old fire bow trick.
The fire boat trick?
Fire bow trick. I mean, it's really not an exact science. It really sucks, to tell you the truth. There's better ways to do it.
All right, now, well, if you're on that island, how would you have started the fire?
I would have hit a magnifying glass on my person.
Yeah, but what if you're not allowed to have it?
You're not allowed to have it, though. You can't drop the F-bomb.
Sorry, you can't. You can sneak stuff.
What the hell's wrong with people? The team that couldn't start a fire, actually.
Oh, Busby, please. Mike has a very important message for everybody.
Wow.
Thank you. Unsponsored. Free
message.
That's a freebie. Very nice, Mike.
Thank you very much, Don.
Maybe not do that.
Right. I just made a fire. I didn't have a bow either.
All right, we're going to call the Department of the Navy.
Excellent.
Why not?
And they'll recognize our voices right away because we're known around the country as super patriots.
We are. God damn it. And I bet Navy SEALs know how to make fire.
Have a little fire, Scarecrow. Can't you make fire by hitting two rocks together?
Sometimes.
And making
on the
a
rocks.
Spark?
Right, Quest for Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that caveman movie. The Charles Broyhill story. I sure hope we're not being attacked by water right now because nobody's picking up at the Department of the Navy.
Does anyone on the island have eyeglasses?
Yes. In fact, the team that started the fire successfully used a pair of glasses to start the fire.
Gentlemen.
The other team had no glasses.
I just want to say, I did not watch the show.
No.
And did you hear what I just did?
I
was on an island.
Defense Telecommunications Services of Washington.
I would have made fire.
All our operators are currently busy assisting customers. Please.
No, that can't be the Navy. They said helping customers.
Yeah.
Give me a better number. No, never mind, Rob. Hold on. Let me just call the operator. Well, hello. Put me through to the Navy, please. Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines. Be all that you can be.
Benedict.
Hey, baby. Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. Can you just not even look the number up for me, but just put me directly through to the Navy?
I don't have listing.
N-A-V-Y.
Navy, United States?
Not old Navy.
Defending our shores?
Not the people who make the Capri pants.
But I don't have phone numbers.
You don't have phone numbers for the United States Navy?
Let the runway be your guide.
You don't have what?
I don't have anyone's phone number.
You don't have anyone's phone number?
No.
I thought you were an operator.
Yeah, but you have to call 411 directly.
Couldn't you help me out, please?
Yeah, but I can't give you what I don't have.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you a smooth operator?
Come on, baby. Come on. I don't have a phone book here. I'm doing a radio show,
yeah,
please.
But I don't have phone numbers.
No phone numbers. She can't give you what she doesn't have.
Can you put me through to somebody who does?
Information. When I dial, you're charged extra, though.
That's fine.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
No problem. Hold on.
Charge me double.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, dear.
Wait a minute.
I hear clicking.
Hey, do you think a Navy SEAL should be able to know how to start a fire?
What city and state, please?
Hi. This is the Don and Mike show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. We don't need the city
Pentagon.
And state. Yes, the Pentagon, the Department of the Navy, please. And just connect us. We don't need the number. Just connect us.
We don't connect.
Oh, no, come on, baby, please.
One moment, please.
Please connect us.
We don't have equipment for that, sir.
And aren't you like the lady on Mayberry? Can't you just pull out one plug and push in another one?
No.
Aren't you plugging in the big long strings into the big wall of holes?
Thank you.
No, thank you, baby.
The number is 703-545.
Where they said if you're a customer, stand by.
A customer? Hello, I'd like to buy a war.
Mikhail, this is Captain Beeps. Mikhail, I'd like to buy a war. Carpenter, Mikhail, I'm filling the water again. I'm going to try to get on your PP boat. Is this pulling you away?
Hello. This is Fuji.
Fuji.
You cannot see me because McCrail hides me all the time.
That's right, Fuji. McCrail. Carpenter.
A variation of Larry Fine there, I always thought. Captain Binghamton. He was in a lot of the Disney movies, too, right? Joe Flynn. That's the name. Thank you, Head.
Did I ever tell you that Carl Ballantyne once tried to force himself on me? Fuji.
Carl Ballantyne.
He was on McHale's Navy, right?
McHale. Right. And so was Murray Slaughter.
Who was the guy?
Hello. You have reached Defense Telecommunications Services of Washington. All of our operators are
Washington.
Busy assisting customers.
Mm-hmm.
Please hold and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Might be an
Thank
original
you.
DC accent right there.
For semen. I mean, seamen, you know what I mean. I wanted to fill my submarine with semen.
You probably have to go to the, probably call another base. This is more administrative, really. This is all the armed forces.
But this is bad. I think this is bad for American morale that we're calling the Pentagon. And first off, we got a bad answering machine, and now you're getting this Muzak at the Pentagon?
Call where they train the SEALs. Make that call to where we called before, where they train the SEALs.
Where's that?
SeaWorld. Sorry. And thank you for that.
Call
thank you for that quick
still
response.
Still busy assisting other customers. Please continue to hold.
Right. What else am I going to do? Get a cool hat, scrambled eggs, one of those nice captain hats.
Oh, those are great. Did you still have did you ever get the hat, the red hat from Crimson Tide?
Yeah.
The Alabama, do you still have that hat?
Got it.
It's one of my favorite hats.
Got it somewhere.
Miss Robinson,
I'm helping. Yes, Ms. Robinson. Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. We have a question about the Navy.
Yes. Are you calling anyone by name or code?
The commander of the SEALs, the Navy SEALs, United States, USN SEALs.
Code word, cunny. C-U-N-N-Y.
You
want to
know what that means?
No, yeah, well, if you could tell me what the code word cunny means, that would be great. But actually, I'm calling to find out if you can tell me if a Navy SEAL knows how to make fire. If, he was stranded on an island, should a Navy SEAL know how to make a fire?
Now, if there's anybody that can answer that question for us.
And did you say your name was Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Okay, Navy SEAL, I don't have a Russian for that. I can't answer that question because I don't have that material available to me.
All right, how about you? Could you just put me through to somebody from the Navy? Mrs. Robinson?
Okay, let me give you a news or press office.
Oh, thank you. Here's to you.
Are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson?
No.
Who knew that our Navy was so disorganized? Christ.
Oh, check with the area code 703.
Yeah.
697. I could not have it. I will connect.
Thank you.
She's connecting.
All right.
Oh, no. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right. No, Rob, you're going to have to do some more research.
Find me the number of some naval base. Well, give me the number to talk to the naval base.
I know you don't, you know, you don't want to do the web every day, but, Buzz, wouldn't there be a Navy SEALs website?
I'll bet there is.
Like if you put in www.navyseals.com?
But more than likely, you'd probably go onto some pedophile site. Because, you know, if you type in www.whitehouse.com,
mm-hmm.
you go to porn.
Yeah, it should be .gov if you want the actual White House.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Really? Mm-hmm. If you go to www.whitehouse.com, you get porn.
Put Navy SEALs on the search engine and probably be able to get something.
All right, everybody's busily looking.
Let me see.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm not sure if this was on the commercial during the Survivor show or not last night, but about the two guys walking through the field of flowers, and the one gets bit by the snake. Did you see that?
No.
And the guy drops to his knees, and he starts sucking out the poison.
Oh, I did see that, right? Oh, and then the girl walks by, and it looks like he's giving the guy a BJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that commercial.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Thank you.
That happens next week?
No, that was a commercial.
Oh.
That was just a commercial the guy was talking about.
Okay, I'm very excited to, you know, I'm a little late to the party on this Survivor thing.
And somebody, just give me G's car phone number.
CBS may repeat Survivor later this week. They haven't made the announcement yet.
That'd be a smart move.
Yes, it would.
Oh, Jim McClure.
Of course, there's not much of this week left.
Oh, program director, Jim McClure.
He was a Navy SEAL.
See if he's got G's car phone number. Well, Jim McClure, the fine tradition of past program directors of WJFK.
The Navy SEALs used Jim McClure when they had their rope climbing exercises. He was the rope.
Let's call.
They shimmied up Jim McClure.
This won't surprise you. I went to the Navy SEALs website, and it says, as featured on G. Gordon Liddy's show a lifetime ago.
Really?
We will call Patuxent Naval Base now.
Base Operator 9, can I help you?
Yes, hi, 9.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us. We have a question about the Navy SEALs.
The Navy SEALs?
Yes, have you heard of them?
No.
You've never heard of Niner? You've never heard of the Navy SEALs?
No.
We are calling the Patuxent Naval Base?
Yes, you do.
And you're in the Navy?
No. I'm just a base operator.
Okay.
I can connect you with somebody that can give you more information than I can.
Yeah, just look on your directory. Do you have Navy SEALs there?
Okay, hold on a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're in good hands.
You know, it's a good thing this show's not on the internet and can't be heard by people in foreign countries. Otherwise, there would be a goddamn operation going on right now to invade America.
Boris, I was listening to Don and Mike's show. They're completely unprepared. Launch attack now.
They don't have anything about Navy SEAL here, but I'm going to connect you because I don't want to embarrass myself.
Certainly not.
Moment.
Thank you, honey.
I have their recruiting number, by the way.
Okay, Robbie, go get that from Buzzy, too, please. Thank you.
Right. Recruiting number, you'll probably get right through.
And I would think so.
And we have the number of the Naval Academy also.
Ah, very good. They know about Navy SEALs.
Buddy.
What was that, Niner?
One moment.
You and I have been to the Patuxent Naval Air Station.
We went on the flight simulators there, right?
It was a very cool day.
Yeah.
Hello?
None of us could land on a carrier.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
This is the Don and Mike show. I hope you do not mind going on the air with us. We have a question about the Navy SEALs.
Okay.
Can you tell us, should a Navy SEAL theoretically be able to know how to start a fire, like if he's stranded on an island?
Yes.
He should?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Your answer.
We have our answer. We're walking on air.
And I hope we've answered all of those questions for all of those people who are calling us.
Yeah, Navy SEALs know how to make fire.
Right.
Or
there
should.
You go. You heard it from some lady.
And they don't need to sneak a magnifying glass. A simple pair of spectacles will do.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with that concept without even knowing that they had done it last night on Survivor. What that tells me is I'd be perfectly suited for that island living.
Well, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, great to hear from you guys again. I'm visiting from Tampa, so I haven't heard you in a while. I've got good news for you, Don.
What?
Yesterday's Newsweek, Rudy was one of four people interviewed that was on the island, and he stated, when I left the show, I told everybody, don't call me and I won't call you, which means he's one of the next people to go. Because he obviously said that to a couple members of the crew.
All right, thank you.
Now, that to me is like giving out the end of the movie.
Yeah. Although they are done filming now, so theoretically, Rudy could have said that to them at the end of the entire thing when all 16 people got together to vote on who's going to be the last one.
They do say it's a surprise ending.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you guys see at the very end of the show where they showed scenes from next week, it showed Rudy oiling that Rick guy with suntan lotion?
Are you kidding?
And he said, oh, he's my friend, but not in a homosexual way.
Are you kidding?
Wow. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, it's getting better.
All right, didn't catch that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, goodbye. Enough with this. Wasted the whole first break talking about that stupid show.
But you found your answer that Navy SEALs can make fire.
Right. Knew it all along. Toe tapping, touchstones right there. It is time for a Call 100. And thank God Eric Allen is alive.
Yes, I know.
It's Eric Turner who's dead.
Oh, whew.
Clear those lines out and let's get a call number 100. For the secret sound, we have $500 online. If you're the 100th person to call now, and good luck, phone number 877-365-3636.
Don't make them pimp smack you. Don and Mike.
Right. Hello?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Right, well.
Or press 1 for more options.
Ay, that's a mess.
Yeesh.
Well, my cunning honey had some thoughts about the Survivor show, but I believe she is in a bad cell right now.
Did she like it?
I think she kind of felt like I did, that it was just, is all right.
It wasn't great.
And also, I would like her to tell you how many times we did the nasty today.
Wow.
Hello?
Times, plural?
Yes. Wow. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hello?
I'm trying to guess. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Caller 100?
For the love of God, yes. Who is this?
This is Scott.
Scott, where are you calling from?
Gold River, California.
Beautiful. Scott, call 100, and you have won a $50 gift certificate to the World of A&E catalog. Watch Biography, all premiere June on A&E.
All right.
But wait, there's more. Here you go for the big bucks. Right now, $500. Have you heard Secret Sound number 3?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. Then you're a step ahead. We'll play it for you right now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
BG.
And we wish you good speed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, a common everyday sound. And here's an inspirational message. To help you. Kind words from Mr. Timmy Obibene.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
What's the sound?
Is it a cabinet closing?
No.
Oh,
no.
We're sorry.
Thank you, though. Don't forget every guest.
It's a clue for you.
Clue for you. Thank you, and hold on a second. You know, we've got the date now for the pregnancy bikini contest, the trimester contest.
Yes.
It's a week from Monday.
Excellent.
June 12th, we'll be giving away a trip to Los Angeles to the grand prize winner of the All Pregnant Women in Bikinis contest.
Very exciting.
And tomorrow, we're going to be announcing our brand new summer contest,
mm-hmm.
in which the grand prize is, it's not $16,000 in cash.
Okay.
However, you can take $16,000 and buy $16,000 worth of anything you want.
Which is like a $16,000 loan?
Meaning, if you want to put $16,000 on a car, you can do it. If you want to take $16,000 and pay off your house payment, you can do it. If you want to buy, I don't know, 16,000 copies of Superman, you can do it.
Excellent.
You can't have $16,000 in cash,
right?
But
you can put it to something.
Yes, you can spend.
Put a down payment on something.
You can spend the $16,000 any way you want. You can split it up. You can just spend $5,000 on something, $5,000 on something else, uh-huh. $11,000, you know what? Whatever total you come up with, as long as it comes up to $16,000.
Can you consolidate credit card debt?
Yes, you sure can.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. And it's all in consideration from TNT They are running the movie 16 Candles. Yeah, it is. We're giving away $16,000.
Very good.
And they've got the movie 16 Candles, which is why tomorrow we have to suffer through an interview with Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall, as I live and breathe. It's been so long.
Who may be the single reason that Saturday Night Live went bad. But, you know, I think we'll get a good 5 minutes out of him tomorrow.
Well, you know, usually when a kid's not good looking, they grow up to be really, really handsome. And he's certainly the exception to that rule.
We will start that contest tomorrow where you can win $16,000 worth of stuff. We will come up with some wacky name for it.
Good.
Okay, now, you are aware what Charles Broyhill did to you yesterday on your cell phone?
Yes, I am. Yes, I was aware this morning. Yes.
Ah.
Yes, very much so. It was quite funny.
Okay, first, there were two things happening yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Mike got a new cell phone and was charging it up yesterday. And at first there was a bet, everybody in the back room was betting if Mike would remember the telephone.
You were on my side on
or
that
not.
One.
And I thought that Mike would remember it. I actually bet Broyhill that Mike would remember his
That's
telephone.
Good. I appreciate your faith in me on that one.
However, I noticed that you had Rob as security.
Yes.
As we were leaving the studio yesterday, you had Rob remind you.
Like 5 seconds before we were all going to get out of here, I had the headphones on and I turned off the microphone and I said, Rob, remind me not to leave without my cell phone. And Rob sure enough did it.
But you know why I made that bet? You'll leave your car keys, airline tickets, everything right there in front of you when you leave.
Oh, I mean, I will have something that's very important that I have my hands on through 4 hours on the show. And then when it's time to, well, effectively sprint out of here at the end
yeah.
of the show, I will leave everything. And it's just, I get so obsessed with the, I think it has a little bit to do with the choreography that we do, the little dance number that we do every evening, you know, because I'm doing that and I'm thinking about that, and then bingo, that's it. I say so long, everybody, and I'm out of here.
You know what will slow you down? Is that paperweight of a phone you've got?
Charlie's been mocking my phone due to extra battery that I bought for it. And he said,
well, I said something about it yesterday, too, that it's a big-ass phone for being such
it
a
is.
Little phone.
It's rather rather small, but I consider his phone to be a tad flimsy with that little flip-up cap. I'm not a fan of that. Looks to me like that could just snap clean off if you weren't real careful.
So he says to me, Broyhill yesterday back in the office, he says, that's Mike's new phone.
Right.
Do you think he'll remember it? And I said, yeah, I'm positive he remembers. He said, okay, let's bet. I said, all right, I'll bet you he remembers it. And he said,
He hit it. And you know, you can tell me you didn't hide it, but you hit it.
That's where it was originally.
No, originally it was on top of the counter. You had it sitting under the on
I
the
put
top
it on top of the computer underneath.
Deep underneath the desk. Where if I wasn't paying attention, it would have been top of mind. But I came in looking for it. You were hoping that I'd just completely forget about it, and
yes,
that's why you hit it. So he tried to influence the bet a little bit.
Yes, a little,
yes,
but I knew if you came back there, you'd be looking for the phone,
okay.
Whether it was visible or not.
Mm-hmm. So, after we go through this conversation about if you're going to remember your phone or not,
I took more grief for that phone yesterday. At one point, it was Charlie Broyhill, Jim McClure, I believe Wendell Hall, it was
and
everybody,
Tom,
and Tom, the building owner, just assaulting me on my phone.
So he says to me, after we make this bet, he says, hey, you want to hear something funny? And I said, yeah. And he said, you know, Mike doesn't know how to work his phone yet.
I said,
yeah, right. And he says, listen, I put this message on Mike's phone. So he came in the studio, and we called the number of your cell phone, and it was Charlie's voice on the message said,
right.
Hi, this is Mike. Now, keep in mind, it's Broyhill's voice. It is,
right.
Hi, this is Mike. You can leave me a message, but I won't know how to get it.
He did. I heard it this morning.
Or you can leave me a phone number, but it won't do any good because I won't remember it.
Right.
I guess the best thing you could probably do is call me at the radio station. And so we had another.
And then he said something like, because I'm a very forgetful person.
Then we had another bet about how long it would take you to figure out,
right,
that Charlie Broyhill fixed the machine on your answer on your cell phone.
All right, what was the bet on that?
I thought at least through today. What did you say?
Through today or?
Through today. I thought it would be through the entire day today.
Oh, through the entire, because I about probably 9:30 this morning.
I was thinking the weekend.
Yeah, 9:30 this morning.
How did you find out?
I called the number because I wanted to set up the options on the phone for voicemail.
Gotcha.
And when I did that, I got that. And I actually, you know, had a big old laugh. Actually, I called it on another phone. And so it was on speaker, and I was listening with my wife, and she, you'll be happy to know, just had a big old laugh about it. You know, when you're saying, I'm forgetful and all
That's
this,
right,
and, like,
right.
Showing her teeth, laughing. Very, very happy about that. And then
I can help.
And then, you know, I reconfigured it, too. I changed the voice option, too, so it's no longer you on there.
Good.
So
did
I sort of figured that out on my... What's that?
You changed the password?
Not yet.
Okay.
You'll be happy to know that. I should change that.
Well, that means he can now get into your phone and get your messages.
Yes, yes.
Or put a new greeting on.
Absolutely. You can do that. You can do that. That's it.
Go do it now.
That doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me at all.
Go do it now, and we'll call it up on the air and see what message you put on there.
Very good.
Hey, have you gotten a hold of the anorexic Leah Remini to see if she's going to come on today?
She's doing something for CBS, so I've had trouble locating her.
All right.
I'll try her cell phone again.
Okay, well, let me know. Let me see. From yesterday's show, Buzz Burbank. God bless Buzz Burbank.
What'd I do?
You know, he actually, you know, I know he busts his balls a lot about being father time with the internet and everything.
Right.
But he actually did find me the information about yesterday when I was talking about the dangerous sports club from Britain.
Yeah, he was all over that yesterday on the internet.
No, he actually found all of the information about the club and even came up with a phone number for me.
That's good. This is the one over in, it's at a university, right?
Right, in England.
At Oxford.
Oxford University. Big brains over there. Giant head.
Right. It's the place where the lady got in the catapult.
Right.
And catapulted herself 50 feet in the air and then bounced off the safety net and instead of landing in the safety net, bounced off the net and fell into a group of tires and broke her spleen.
This is not to be confused with Gloucester, England, where they had the big cheese roll and the people hurt themselves running
right
down the hill.
Right, and they've got all kinds of stuff that they do at this dangerous sports club in Europe. Of course, the main activity is bungee jumping. They founded the Elastic Rope Sports Association in 1989.
The Elastic Rope Sports.
They also do tandem parachuting jumps. They do street lugeing with skateboards modified that go 80 miles an hour.
Is that the thing where they get to the top of a hill and they lie down on their back? That's fantastic.
They also do paragliding. They do motor racing.
Any glass eating?
Hold on. They do sand yachting, dingbats, bridge swinging.
What are dingbats?
I don't know. Let's see. Dingbats. Hold on.
Dingbats.
Oh, Archie! We've almost finished building our second speedboat, lovingly carved out of the finest timber, able to reach rocket speeds.
Oh, dingbats.
Don't know. Then they have, let me see, injuries. A few examples for your delight of recent injuries. The identities of the injured have been hidden to protect them from the embarrassment and humiliation. They have a guy who was in the 80-mile-an-hour skateboard, recovering in the hospital after a nasty encounter with a fence post. Another racer received severe buttock trauma after sliding along the race course at 85 miles per hour.
Man, that'll leave a mark.
Then they have a picture of a guy who was doing a bungee surf and mangled his fingers when he landed.
Ow.
They also have a picture of a guy who suffered head injuries after falling down stairs. Now, he wasn't really falling down stairs. He was in the street luge. He was on one of these skateboards that was going 80 miles an hour, and he came up to a part of the road where it's like, you know those steps in The Exorcist?
Oh, yeah,
DC?
Absolutely. Where maybe he's supposed to take a right turn, and he went straight down flight of stairs.
He went straight down a flight of stairs.
I'd like to see that on videotape.
He suffered head injuries.
Wow.
Okay? So we have a phone number. Let me see if anybody's here right now. Because I wanted to get to this yesterday, and we didn't have the number.
See, of all the things I heard on that list, severe buttock trauma.
Ouch.
Sounds pretty nasty. Sounds like you're going full speed, and then, you know, you're going down, the skateboard's going, and it's not under you anymore.
So again, thanks to Buzz for doing the legwork on this.
You bet.
And finding out the information about the dangerous extreme sports club in Britain. And I want to ask about the lady that was catapulting.
Okay.
And had the mishap.
We're only here to take your call at the moment, but if you could leave your name, your number, the time of calling, and any message, we'll get right back to you.
Hey, Rob, where's my Letterman stuff? I don't got my Letterman stuff. Hold on, here we go. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
Okay. All right, so they're not there.
They'll be excited over in England to know that Dave called at Oxford University.
TV's Dave Letterman.
Hi, David Letterman. He called us. I wonder if he wants to join the Rope Sports Association, the Elastic Rope Sports.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I was wondering if you knew what the bridge swingers were.
I have no idea, though. All these activities, I have no idea what they
are. I've seen bridge swingers on, they did a report on that. Is that where they go off a suspension bridge and you get like 8 or 9 people all swinging from the bridge at the same time?
Yeah, what they were doing was they were tying a rope or a metal cable to a Cadillac and backing it up to the edge of the bridge. And they were jumping off of the bridge and hooking themselves to the cable. And when they went under it, it broke free of them's back.
crazy freaking idiot.
I saw
idiot.
That on a one of the news magazines where they had a helicopter shot of these people going off, and they were underneath the bridge, and on the first swing up, the thing just snapped, and then you see them come down into the water, and one guy was completely unconscious, another guy broke his neck. It was
great.
Pretty incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a visual for you on that guy on the luge that was going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah?
They go leg first, feet first.
Did you see the crash?
No, picture it in your mind, Don. Think.
Huh?
What? He's telling us what you already know, that when they lay on their back for the luge, they go feet first.
Yeah, what?
Get a pole.
Yeah, but doesn't everybody know that? Like a luge? The luge, anybody who's seen it in the Olympics?
Yeah, like in the Olympics, right.
They go down feet. Of course they go feet first. We knew that.
Right. Imagine that pole going right between his legs.
Oh, all right, thanks. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hey, my friend.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Okay, I saw the videotape of that chick being catapulted on the CNN or CNN, one of the CNN channels. I was up about 2 in the morning, and they showed this. And on her initial bounce, she came up about 30 feet in the air and just went splat. It was a really good video, you know. Now, Mike, did you actually see that?
No, I think not. You saw it,
yeah,
right?
I saw it on CNN International, where they showed the lady,
right,
going
splat.
And then, they had the safety net, and she was supposed to land in the net, but she landed so far back in the net that she actually, boing, bounced back up in the air and then came down on these tires.
That is just bad news. And the boyfriend, the guy in the tuxedo, said he's still cool to do it. I don't know. That's a bit crazy. That's a bit much.
That's fantastic.
You know, but it's good for us, though.
We have to get these people on. We have to get these people on the air. We really do. These people who do this. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I got a quick question for you about the Navy. Me and my friend got this bet. What's the name of that big Navy town south of L.A.?
I believe that we're going to be walking into either a Joe Mama call or a D's Nuts call.
Yeah, what we are going to say is you're going to say San Diego, and then he's going, no, San D's Nuts.
No, it's not San Diego. I thought it was San something else.
Well, we have confounded you.
No, I thought it was San Jose.
And then he's just saying, you know, San Jose is San Jose Mama.
Joe Jose Mama. Madre.
Jose Mama.
Okay, all right.
All right, see.
But at least admit we knew. Oh.
Now, then they hung up. They hang up because they know.
How odd,
they've been
up.
Defeated.
Hello, hotline.
Hello, Sugar Bear.
Hello, sweetie.
You know, that's funny. I wasn't expecting to hear from Rob called me to see if I was in a better cell, I guess.
Yes, right.
But you notice I didn't call you back because, you know, I know that I should probably carry out my negotiations in private, but I have to tell you, when I'm in a bad cell, it's hard for me to talk to you.
Are you talking about when you're in a bad cell, like when you're on your cell phone?
Well, when else would I be in a bad cell?
Okay, I didn't know if that was code, like, for... I don't know if that's, you know, if that's woman code, you know, you're in a bad cell.
No, I'm saying that when I'm in a bad cell, it's hard for me to talk to you. It'd be like if your headphones were only in... First of all, you only have it against one ear, and then it's cutting in and out.
Understood, but the thing is, I was talking to her during the commercials, and then I said, hold on. I want to ask you about the survivor, and she said, I'm going into a bad cell. And I said, well, you're not in the bad cell yet. Let me
I know where the bad cells are. And I even drove a different way with less bad cell that wasn't as quick to get to Bart's school.
You would think that a woman who was ridden hard twice today would be just a little bit happier.
Look, now I'm talking to my boss. I'm not talking to my lover. And I'm saying I should have, like, times when I could be at home or, you know, I could swing by the studio and talk to you there.
No.
But it's hard for me on the cell whenever you happen to want to, you know, get the urge. And I'm usually in a bad cell.
Sounds like you got the urge today.
I got the urge twice today.
I'm talking to my boss, not my lover. I'm talking to my coworker.
Oh, please. Listen, honey. Let's talk.
Another thing.
What?
Maybe I could be sponsored.
What? You mean your calls on this show will be sponsored?
Hey, your boss got sponsored. Maybe I could be
sponsored.
No,
honey, I'm not going to let them sponsor your phone calls to this show. I'm really not. I mean,
that's just a negotiating point anyway, because what I really want is just not to talk to you when I'm on a bad cell.
All right, understood. Okay, so that really, see...
But you're not on a bad cell now.
And right there, see,
I
want to tell
you... I will be in a couple of minutes, because I know the neighborhood.
Let me explain to you something about being married. This is what is so goddamn frustrating about being married to this woman. Right there, you just saw it illustrated. She talked for maybe 2 minutes. when really all she wanted to say was, don't call me when I tell you I'm in a bad cell. So she goes through 2 minutes of meaningless, useless buildup till finally she tells me what she really wanted to say in the last sentence.
She did get to the point at the end.
Yes. And that's my whole point when you're trying to communicate with this woman. And I think it's like that with lots of women. That they just don't just...
I'm in bad cell.
They just don't say...
And okay. It's this new digital bite Charlie approved phone, and I still can't hear you.
All right, honey.
All right, goodbye.
All right, good. Well, no, so you can hear me.
And like the breeze, she's gone.
She's gone.
Gone.
She never got to talk about Survivor. Never got to talk about the twofer we had today.
She sounded satisfied to me. She sounded happy. She had a little extra lilt in the voice. Even though she was complaining about you, she was not complaining about you.
But that is, if I have, you know, any complaint with my wonderful wife, that would be the complaint. You know, when you want to speak to me, just, I don't need to know the background on every goddamn thing. Just speak to me the way I speak to you.
Right.
What I want to say, I say it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I want to talk to you about Survivor. Hold on a second.
So not the extraneous chatter that's unnecessary for basic communication.
Yeah.
To express needs, wants, desires.
Just pare it down to whatever, you know, the basic element is, then lay it on me. That's all I ask for.
It's, I think, the difference in many cases between men and women. A lot of times, men kind of, you know, it's the same way they shop. They walk into a store, see what they want, pick it up.
Okay.
It's a roundabout way when you're dealing with women.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Boyle's put a new message on your phone. Or I'm calling it now.
Let's listen.
This is Mike's new cell phone. This is the message you get when you call Mike's new cell phone.
Very good. It's too many rings, Charlie.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You didn't set it up the right way.
I didn't.
Should have set it up a different way for me.
Damn.
Is that unusual to have this many?
Seriously, how many rings is it going to take for this thing to... I mean, this is the amount of time it took me to make love to my wife twice today.
It's me, Mike O'Mara. I'm not able to take your call right now, and while I'm still able to find the charger for my phone, I'll probably be able to get this message and call you back, but if you know me at all, you know that I will soon grow bored of this phone or lose the charger and no longer be able to use it. And then it will become the paperweight that it looks like.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me, Dave. I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show. Earplugs. Oh, man. You know, sometimes I'm just so funny, I crack myself
your message,
up.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3. Message erased. At the tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record. Message review. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press
2. I want to start with urgency.
Erase and re-record. Press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4. At the tone, please continue recording. At the end of your message, press 1. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery,
urgency.
Press 1.
Urgency.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Thank you.
To disconnect, press 1. To enter. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So goodbye now.
You will have an urgent message waiting for you on your new cell phone when you get home.
I will save that one forever. Timmy O'Bivenay will stay in the phone for a very long time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, man. I think you only have yourself to blame for Frida going on with 2 minutes of endless chatter just to get one thing across.
Why is that? And why would that be?
They're a top DJ, man.
I don't understand.
Okay. So you haven't rubbed off on her at all? Come on, Mike, help me out.
I rubbed off on her twice today. I rubbed off inside her twice today.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, if you want to be specific, I didn't rub off on her today.
I think we understood before you said that. I think we all understood that.
I think I'm going to be sick now.
Okay, right, okay. Goodbye, doofus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's your guys' problem?
Excuse me?
You're being so freaking nice, huh? I want to hear some balls busting over there.
Is this the same guy that called last week?
Yeah, you need to start busting some balls.
Hey, listen, when you're going to say what's your problem, always precede that with, hey, bud.
Hey,
yeah, right,
bud.
Like Spicoli.
Right.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Excellent.
Busting balls.
That's it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, and you know, that reminds me. Normally, that guy, I think, called last week when we were in New York.
Right.
We should have been in New York today. We should be in New York tomorrow, but there's a technical problem, so we won't be back at WNEW until next week.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So let's just say hello to Pete Johnson, our engineer.
Peter Johnson, a good guy. Thank I kind of miss walking in there today to see Peter's smile.
And also to Nadia.
Nadine. How soon they forget.
Nadine de Gumadi.
Yes.
Hi, Nadia. Nadine. Nadia.
Hello. Nadia Comaneci.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello there.
You guys are having a great show today. Listen, you know what? It's just a problem with women. They can't get to the point.
Right, okay. Say something I haven't said already. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, that's another thing with the luge. That's just like the luge call with the feet first. You know, we knew that. We knew,
right.
You know, we knew the other thing.
Absolutely.
And they're like, and let's, in fairness, there are many men who can't get to the point. We've had them on this show. We have evidence of that on this show.
Christ, yes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon. Could you please put me through the Don and Mike?
You're on the air with us right now.
I have the solution for you and Frida's problem. Next time Frida rambles off pointlessly, this is what you do.
I think he was pantomiming. He was doing a little stage show of his own.
Gotcha. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I know that, Don, you're a big Yankee fan, and Mike, you're a Boston Red Sox fan. The Yankee manager today...
No, let me just tell you something right now. This is a Joe Mama call,
right.
And I have busted you.
Excellent.
I have busted you, you son of a bitch.
Accept your fate.
You did.
Dumb, pathetic piece of human waste. God damn, you guys are now... You know what?
Don,
now,
you are so good.
These guys are now effectively, really starting to drag the show down.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to have to be some kind of punishment for all the Joe Mama guys.
Here, here, yes, because
there
now
really
they're all being busted now.
Yes.
Well, can I have Buzz Burbank spank me?
No.
Now listen, this is, I'm going to give you one chance to just repeat after me. Dear Don and Mike. Repeat after me, please.
Come on.
I didn't hear anything.
Dear Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
And 6 million listeners.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
You know, I believe him because he broke up that time himself.
Hello?
It's a bad cell phone.
Hello?
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 Not today, Don.
Not today.
I'll do the repeat if you want. If you say it the way you say it, I'll say it the way you say it to me.
All right. Give me his number, Rob.
Dear Don and Mike.
Hello.
6 million listeners.
Don and Mike's on. Hello. Hi there.
Hey there.
Hey.
I remember reading one useless fact about women's brains, how they're wired. They generally speak about 3 times the amount of words that we do in any given day.
We do.
All right. Well, he's correct, Mike, and you're among the we.
Yeah.
The we would be us.
We, us.
We, us,
he's
men.
He's killing me.
Men, guys.
We, men. Men, 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 we are men.
All right. Call that douchebag back. Time for an apology.
Hello?
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 Okay, repeat after me.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Okay, I'll repeat after you.
It still doesn't sound like the same guy. No, it doesn't.
Who is this?
Doesn't sound anything like the same. The
hello,
same guy.
Is this on mic?
Yeah.
Holy crap, it's awesome to talk to you guys, man. Hey, I've been trying to call in for a while.
Wait a minute, hold on. Isn't this the guy that just called us with the Joe Torre thing?
No, it's not.
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't sound anything like it.
This is Mike from Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
Well, then, Rob, you got me the wrong number on the caller ID.
That's the number that came up.
Sorry about that. I was trying to call some douchebag to get him to apologize to us.
Oh, you should. You guys kick ass.
You know, I think whenever that happens, you guys, you really are going to have to go to the DNA evidence. You're really going to have to rely on the strands of DNA before we can confirm that it's that caller.
Well, listen. Okay. Whatever. I called the wrong number. Hello.
Hey. How's
Hi.
It going?
Hi. Great, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, did you guys see Survivor last night?
Yeah, but you're calling from New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll hear us discuss it tonight at 7.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we do a whole hour on it.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I enjoy that. The people from New York are calling to participate even though they can't hear us now.
That's very cool. Yeah. You know what we've talked about.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
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 Not today, sir.
I'm very, very sick.
Hello.
Not feeling too perky.
All the girls are jealous of my fingernails.
My nails grow.
Hello.
Hey, come on down and have a meal, man.
Well, I would, but I'm very, very sick.
Not today, Don.
Oh, okay.
Just stop.
Of course, the first thing everybody wants to know when they see me with Zsa Zsa is if I got something going on with Zsa Zsa.
Yeah, I know that. The hell you are!
I dropped some bombs on them.
Yeah, hello. Today. I'm not feeling too perky.
Hello?
Hello?
Come on,
hello?
Please.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm very, very sick.
Yeah, not feeling too perky today.
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
Hello?
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 Well, yeah, all the
I'm
girls
very, very sick.
My fingernails.
All right, hold on. We're getting them all out now.
Hello.
We don't get much call to play these anymore.
Come on, man.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello?
Hello?
Jeff,
hello?
Fingernails?
That sounds scrumptious.
Where's the fingernails, Robbie?
Hold on.
Would you identify yourself? Hold on, please.
You're listening to a tribute, ladies and gentlemen, to Major Bill Smith.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on them.
Well, that sounds scrumptious.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Satan's had his way today.
Well, y'all have really tore me apart today.
We're not trying to tear
Satan
you apart.
Satan has had his way today. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. All right, goodbye. Don and Mike show. Hello, last call here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm just calling to defend Frida's wordiness today.
Oh, please. She's wordy every day, honey, but I love her anyway.
Well, that's because she's female, and she knows that women have to get in lots of words because men only hear one in four words we say.
I agree with that.
If we did it right, we would stutter like, I, need,
what?
Need, and then you'd hear the whole sentence in one rather than
what?
Missing most of what we said.
What?
So that's my defense.
What do
that
you
sounds scrumptious.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Did you get that?
Didn't hear a word she
missed.
Said.
It. Neither did I. Didn't catch it. No.
What she said? You know what she needs?
She needs a hearing aid.
Oh, God.
She needs a hearing aid.
Right. We got to trademark that, the hearing aid, the Dynamite hearing aid.
Yeah, I'd like to see that on the sides of buses.
Okay, listen, as we go to break, oh, I have a list here. Well, two things we have to do. We have to call the beach house.
Yes.
To see what's new.
Good.
Hold on. The original Joe Mama guy's calling. Yes, David.
Hey, guys.
I really like to apologize
for the wrath that I brought upon you.
Is this the guy, you know, this is the guy who, like, thinks he's famous because
right.
He's the original Joe Mama guy?
Yeah, he called
hey,
last
don't
week.
Don't bust my balls. Yeah. I'm trying to call be nice.
He called last week with, hey, Don and Mike, this is the Joe Mama guy. You know, like he was something special.
What a dick.
Well, why are you...
Dick Reed, you're trying to bust my balls.
Why are you calling now?
Because I heard all these guys, and you said you're bringing the show down, and I was trying to apologize. But now it's war.
Oh, is it?
It's well.
War.
Oh,
really? Yeah, good luck.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, David.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, I'm scared now. We pissed off the original Joe Mama guy.
Whoa.
In his Joe Mama guy suit.
Scary.
Big JM on his chest. Please. Okay, let me see. I've got a list here of celebrities who have donated money to the presidential candidates.
Okay.
And the first thing that I think you're going to think is funny about this list is that there's about 500 celebrities who have donated money to Al Gore.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the names and let you guess how much they've contributed to his campaign.
Okay, this is all for Gore?
Yes, all for Gore. And
right.
At the same time, while there are... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got a list here of at least 100 major celebrities who have contributed to Gore.
Right.
Do you know how many celebrities have contributed to the Bush campaign?
How many total? I'd say, Now, you said how many total for Gore? What is the total
okay,
for Gore?
Hold on. Let me see.
Roughly?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. I have a list of 60 major celebrities who have contributed to Gore.
I'll say maybe about half of that, 30 for George W.
Try five.
Wow.
And the five are, I don't think any of the people would you would consider to be your A-list celebrity.
Are most of the five older?
No.
They're not. Okay, they're not older celebrities.
Let me see. You have Michael Eisner.
He contributed to Bush?
Yes, but you know what? He's not fair because he contributed to both.
Yep, good, which is what a lot of the biggies do.
Okay, but now, Pat Boone, he's alone.
Yeah, good conservative, Pat
Boone. Donating $1,000 to Bush.
Hey, big spender.
Larry Gatlin.
He started in the Civil War. Remember, we were giving away tickets to that.
Contributed $1,000 to Bush. Lionel Hampton contributed $1,000 to Bush.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Wow. And Dean Cain.
Superman.
Superman contributed $1,000 to Bush.
Well, that's another pleat in his cape.
That's it, as far as the celebrities for Bush go.
Wow.
That's all he's got.
Five.
Gore's got all the rest.
Man, he's going to have like Michael Eisner, Dean Cain, and Lionel Hampton at his fundraiser.
Okay, let's start with... Oh, yeah, I've got to do a break. Let me just give you a couple.
Okay.
Before we go, how much do you think Chevy Chase has contributed to George Bush?
I'll say $5,000.
$2,000.
$2,000, okay.
$2,000 from Chevy Chase.
All right.
What do you think... how about Ed Begley Jr.?
Ed Begley Jr. is very politically active, and I think that he'd probably donate more. I'm going to say $10,000.
$1,000.
Of course, I didn't take into account that Ed Begley Jr.'s career has been in somewhat of a holding pattern for a number of years.
What about Mr. Aaron Spelling, the most powerful man in Hollywood? I'm Aaron Spelling.
I'll say $5,000.
$3,000 for Aaron Spelling.
$3,000.
$3,000 for Aaron Spelling. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to go through this whole list with you. Hold on, we got to do a break.
All right.
You'd be surprised who's on this list and how much they are giving to Gore.
All right, but way to go, Dean Cain.
Be right back.
Hunt and Mike Show.
Now listen, tomorrow we'll be giving away a Panasonic cordless phone on this show. Don't miss 16 candles Saturday night on TNT. Tomorrow's winner will be qualified to win TNT's Saturday Night New Classics Live, the Movies You Love payoff prize.
Yeah.
$16,000 in birthday wishes that we will be giving away on Friday, August 4th.
And we're going to talk to Anthony Michael Hall?
Yes. That's the payoff. We're giving away $16,000. Wow. We have to.
That's our payoff, Don.
We have to talk to him tomorrow. Now, before I get back to this list, I should tell you that in the article with these celebrities,
yes,
the most a celebrity can donate, or anybody can donate, I guess, is $2,000.
Oh, it's the maximum.
That's the maximum. And like when you have Aaron Spelling donating $3,000,
right,
that means Aaron Spelling gave two and his wife gave one.
Oh, okay, I get it.
So the max you could give would be $2,000. For instance, Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson are on the list. They gave a combined $4,000,
the max,
to Al Gore.
Because they're big, famous celebrities.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
All right, hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Leanna.
Yes, hello, Leanna.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Okay, I just thought I'd call in the middle of the day and break up the monotony of your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
We appreciate that.
So I wanted to tell you about my piercings. I got pierced yesterday.
Yes, where?
My nipples.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all are into that kind of thing.
Well, I find it a little monotonous.
A little monotonous?
In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people keep calling you things you already know. This is something you don't know.
Okay. All right. And perhaps we overreacted.
Maybe a little bit.
I'm thinking so. You're like totally dogging me. I'm calling to, like, bring you good news.
Well, now I think you might have overreacted a little bit.
No. No overreaction.
You know, you might be one of those women that just talks a little bit too much.
You think so?
I think you might be.
I shut up when the moment's right, though.
Did you say you got both nipples pierced?
Yes.
Mm. And what did you have done to them?
I just got them pierced with barbells.
With barbells?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean with barbells, honey?
What?
Why, what do you mean with barbells,
okay,
comma, honey, question mark?
If you have, like, hoops, you know, with the little balls in them, that's hoops. Barbells are the stick with the two balls on the end.
Oh, the barbell piercing. I thought you were talking about real barbells.
Yeah, right.
Your nipples must be enormous.
Ouch. Well, that has to be a beautiful look.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
I bet it is. I bet it is.
White trash.
Thank you very much for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
So I used to run congressional and U.S. Senate campaigns, and the formula you have is basically right, but you could actually give more than 2,000, you know, 1,000 for the primary, 1,000 for the general. You can give soft money to the party, so that's why.
Yeah, but you have to go through China to do that, don't you?
Sometimes, but no, like Spielberg will pop up $250,000 to the Democratic Party.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have a list of the top contributors overall.
Okay.
And Spielberg is on the list.
Steve, your friend Steve.
Yes, Steve, buddy,
mm-hmm.
who's given all of it to Gore, to the Democrats, $218,000.
Yeah.
Now, Disney has donated $500,000, and they are right down the middle, 50% Republican, 50% Democratic.
That's funny, but I guess major corporations do that all the time.
Fox has donated $225,000, and 75% of that went to the Republicans.
Okay.
Okay. Katzenberg has donated $200,000. He's also from DreamWorks.
Mm-hmm.
So did the other guy from DreamWorks, David Geffen. He's donated $200,000. However, he gave 99.6% to the Democrats and 0.4% to the Republicans.
That's funny.
And here's a name that you might recognize, Norm Pattiz from Westwood One.
Ah, Norm.
He donated. Now, this says to me that, you know, this guy makes way too friggin' much money.
Right.
Norm Pattiz has donated $267,000 to the Democratic Party.
Were we at a party with him one time?
Yet the son of a bitch can't run one ad for our show in radio and records.
Take a little bit out of that. If you want to put a little picture of Al Gore down in the bottom right-hand corner, we'd accept that.
Sure. Please. Jesus Christ.
Ridiculous.
All right, so here are the other celebrities. And I guess now the money situation is it's all pretty much the same.
Right.
Although, you could guess if they donated $1,000 or $2,000. You find out if they're cheap or not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give you some more celebrities. Candace Bergen. These are all for Gore. She's a thou. Nicolas Cage.
Right.
He's a thou. What do you think about Kevin Costner?
Costner probably has a few shekels. I'll say two.
$2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sheryl Crow.
$87.
$1,000.
All right.
I mean, some of these names are just funny. Beverly D'Angelo. Who would think that Beverly D'Angelo has $1,000 to rub together between her massive boobs?
She probably put the $100 bills under each breast.
Okay, then you have Ted Danson.
He's a huge Clinton guy, so I'd say he's the max. $2,000 and $4,000 from Steenburgen.
$1,000 from Danson.
Hey, Ted Pecker, why are you being so cheap?
Huh. Robert De Niro.
I don't know.
$1,000.
Oh, come on.
Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey.
From the Eagles.
Glenn Frey, the Eagle. I'll say $1,000.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, what about Matt Groening?
The Simpsons creator.
Yeah, there's another guy. I'm surprised to see him on the list.
Right.
You would think, like, he really gives a rat's ass who's president.
Right.
Okay, how much?
I'd say probably $2,000, but they were forgeries.
Okay, here's a celebrity. You got to wonder why this guy had the money anyway.
Okay.
Steve Guttenberg.
Guttenberg?
Steve Guttenberg is on the list. He's contributed to Gore.
He didn't donate the max, did he?
No.
$1,000?
He's $1,000.
$1,000 man.
And then I told you Hanks is $2,000. How about Don Henley?
I'd say $2,000.
Only $1,000.
Wow, he makes a lot of money.
Huh. How about Stephen King?
Stephen King, I'd say $1,000. He's the New England thriftiness.
You're right. And here's another one. It just surprises me. Lisa Loeb has had, like, one hit record.
Right.
Yet Lisa Loeb is on this list. How much did Lisa Loeb give?
$2,000.
$1,000.
Okay.
How about Rue McClanahan?
Oh. You know, she gives every day when she gets up in the morning. She gives just to be part of this world. But I'll say $1,000.
Yeah, you're right. Lou Diamond Phillips, $1,000.
La Bamba.
How about Rob Reiner, Meathead?
$2,000.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Who are these people? Jerry Seinfeld.
He has to give $2,000. He's one of the richest guys in the world.
$1,000.
Jerry.
Oh. For Jerry.
Jerry, why so cheap, Jerry?
How about Nancy Sinatra?
I think these boots are made for walking. Donated $1,000.
$2,000.
Yeah, probably made some money from Daddy's passing.
Mm-hmm. Spielberg.
Well, you said he gave, what, $250,000 to the party?
Right.
To the Gore campaign, probably $2,000.
1,000.
Steve!
1,000.
Steve!
Okay, how about Oliver Stone?
2,000.
Yes.
Martha Stewart?
1,000.
2,000?
She did, and it's a good thing.
Barbra Streisand?
1,000 for each nostril.
Nope, only 1,000.
All right.
Jeannie Triplehorn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. There's another. You know, I'm trying to figure out, how does she have $1,000 or $2,000 to begin with?
She did 1,000?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and maybe the wackiest name on this list, Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh from the Eagles.
He gave probably 2,000, but all in singles and all covered with vomit.
$1,000. You know, the Eagles must have some kind of pact, like where Don Henley orders all of them to donate $1,000 to Gore.
Aren't the Eagles a little connected? Aren't the Eagles like in that celebrity network out there? You see them at all the right parties.
I think so.
You know, I think they are.
And then you have other celebrities of lesser note. Billy D. Williams.
How about Warrant? Are any of the members of Warrant on that
no,
list?
No. Oh, my. Cherry Pie. Neither is Poison. REO, Styx. Let me see. Who is Jamie Gertz?
Jamie Gertz is, she was in a few movies, but they weren't really super smash hits.
She gave $1,000.
She was in, wait a minute, Twister. She played the girlfriend in Twister that Bill Paxton.
I hate her.
Yes.
The lady who Bill Paxton ends up leaving to go be with Helen Hunt.
Yeah, she's kind of a little prima donna.
Mousy. She kind of looks like his Terry Hatcher a little bit without the boobs.
Absolutely.
About Harrison Ford.
2,000.
1,000.
Harrison.
Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock, probably.
Take your time with Herbie Hancock.
This is a tough one because it's tough with musicians. Let me try. All right, I'm going to say.
Think, Mike. Think Herbie Hancock.
I'm going to say.
Buzz, what do you think about Herbie Hancock?
Well, I think Herbie Hancock would have given 1,000.
This is tough for me.
Mike, again, it's right, Herbie Hancock.
I'm sorry to be taking so much time, but I will tell you that Herbie Hancock gave 1,000.
Mike, was that about Herbie Hancock?
Yeah, Herbie Hancock.
Yes, $1,000. You were right.
Really?
Absolutely right about Herbie Hancock.
Congratulations to Mr. Herbie Hancock.
There he goes. And that's all I had. I just thought it was a rather avant-garde list. Oh, and David Caruso, 1,000.
Where's he been lately?
Victor Borgia.
Oh, really?
$1,000 from him. Who is Hillary Rosen?
Hillary Rosen?
Never heard of her before.
Neither have I.
Who is Nancy Stevens?
I have no idea.
Nope. These are all celebrities. You gave $1,500.
Nancy Stevens.
Who is Robert Fulghum?
Author.
Author?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it.
Head, way to go.
That's your list. Thank you, Head. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Tis I, Jack Cassidy, ex-Navy SEAL. Of course we know how to make fires, you a-holes.
Oh, he
cut me off before I...
I didn't cut him off.
Jack Cassidy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Is this me?
Okay, that's another thing I'm getting sick of is people saying, is this me?
Is this me? Of course you know it's you. You're speaking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. Hey, did you see the game last night where your buddy Randy Johnson pitched?
No.
He got McGuire to hit into a triple play. He's leading the home run race again.
The game I was watching last night, Randy Quaid pitched.
Well, you know, a lot of people thought that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors there.
Those guys are fine. Thank you. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a celebrity signing for you.
Really? Now, did you mention our names to the celebrity?
I did. Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, they are still in Ivy right now.
They are still in Ivy?
Right. No, they're still in Eye View. I can still see them right now.
They're still in Eye of Us?
In Eye View.
Right.
Who are they?
Yeah, right. These nuts!
But that doesn't make sense.
Exactly. All right, now listen.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. Okay. If you know the number...
Oh, I'll tell you something. I know your name is Marcus. You son of a bitch.
Stop it, Marcus.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're cutting all you guys off.
Here.
No more of those calls.
Right.
Jesus Christ, Marcus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's Jack Cassidy. I don't want anyone else calling like me because I'm the real Jack Cassidy.
You know, I'm afraid I'm going to have to put a ban on all wacky callers to this show.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Really?
No more D's Nuts.
Oh,
no
man.
No more Joe Mamas.
The Joe Mama guy spoiled all the other wacky calls for everybody.
No more, what's the other one?
Jack
Cassidy. Right. No more.
Ladies and gentlemen, all wacky callers to this show have been banned.
Banned for life.
Don Mike.
Boys, get ready for a long stay in purgatory.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what are you guys thinking, man, giving away a trip across the country to a woman who's just about to give birth?
She'll probably enjoy the trip after she delivers.
Yes.
Well, okay, I just had a baby. Now I got a new 24/7 job of taking care of it. I get to go to Disneyland. That's still crazy, man.
Listen up, please, F you.
Okay.
Okay? What do you care? Are you pregnant?
I'm planning on getting pregnant.
Are you entering entering the contest?
Well, yeah, I look pretty good in a bikini.
I am just so sick of idiots like this calling us.
You know, the thing is that women have called, I mean, really ringing the phone off the hook to enter this contest.
You know, really? Hey? To quote Larry King, what do you care?
Well, I guess I don't have a good answer for that. But thank you.
Right. I want to say this right now. I'm ripping the phone out of the wall today.
Uh-oh.
No more calls. No more calls. I'm sorry. Everybody's pissing me off today.
I don't blame you.
We're getting nothing but idiot, bad, dumb, stupid friggin' calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, he is now reaching over to the phone.
He's really doing it.
He is actually ripping the phone. There's the Telos.
There it goes. Against the wall.
There's the Telos.
Gone.
No, forever.
I needed to call Homo Joe.
Oh, dear.
The beach house.
Get it back.
Hope it still works.
I've got one over here if that's broken.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me plug it back.
You got one over here.
But I'm serious. No more calls.
As a heart attack. Yeah, it's working.
Still works. But that's it. Tell Toya she can go home. No need to screen any more calls today.
No more calls to... Hey!
No more calls. No more calls.
No more calls today. And listen, when you say that, you got to do it just like Don did it. We raise our hands up in the air and we do the sign like you're, you know, waving off an airplane.
No more calls.
No more calls. No more calls. So long, calls.
Just today. We'll see how it goes the rest of today.
Right.
Maybe you can have the phone privileges back tomorrow.
Very good.
But no more calls.
Don't blame
me. Today's show.
You have to, occasionally, you just have to put your foot down.
Right. Mean that. Jesus Christ. I mean, I know we take a lot of calls. We take a lot of unscreened calls. We've just had too many goddamn idiots calling us today.
That's right.
No more.
There seemed to be a youth movement on the phones
right.
today, too.
Okay. We'll teach you. We'll teach you. Prepare to sit back and hear the best 2 hours of the Don and Mike show you've ever heard. You want to know why? Because it'll be all of us and none of you. You don't think we can fill 2 hours?
We've done it for many, many years.
Right. Sit back. Put a tape in the wall, in fact, and get ready for a best of Don and Mike show. Because it'll be all quality. All of us and none of you.
Right.
Right.
We've said this before on the show. I have remembered when you have said this, when you have banned all callers, and it works great.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I really mean it.
I know.
No calls.
I know you do. I know you mean it.
I really do. I swear to God I do. And I know you're waiting for me just to take a call. I'd like to be funny.
Did you break the machine?
But now we really can't take calls because look what's happened. All the lines are just blinking continuous busy now.
Would that be because you pressed the wrong buttons or because the machine has been damaged?
I can see. I'm trying to clear them out right now.
Huh.
And watch it. They immediately go back to being effed up.
Okay. Hold on.
Right. Hold on.
It's clearing up. There you go.
All right. Now they're fixed.
Are they fixed now?
Beautiful. They're fixed.
But you're still going to adhere to the rule.
Right. No calls.
Yeah.
No more calls. Somebody has to make a stand sometime on this show.
Here.
You know, people get in their cars after a day of work and they want to be entertained.
Absolutely.
They don't want to hear the same douchebags that they have to listen to at work, the same people who think they're funny who really aren't funny,
mm-hmm.
calling on a goddamn national radio show. No, forget it. You know, that might just be the new plan every day.
Okay.
Just 4 hours of us and none of you.
Bingo.
Right. That's the key to success on this show. Really mean it this time.
You know, for a long time, this show has set the record. More live telephone calls than any other.
Well, everything comes to an end eventually, Mike.
That's for sure.
So get set. Because this time I'm serious.
No more calls.
Hello?
And you would be laughing for what reason, sir?
See you to the phone, you bonehead.
There we go. And then they start writing. You know, and you knew it would be a call like that,
right.
too.
And that's the reason, really.
Stay tuned, my friend.
That is really the reason we're not going to take any more calls today.
Answer your phone, you bonehead.
You bonehead. You bonehead.
Bonehead, right.
Hey, this is why. I'm
hey, I want to shout out to my friend.
No.
Happy birthday, Bill.
No, sorry. No, absolutely not. Okay, time out. It's time for the secret sound, however.
You know what?
I'm not going to accept any phone calls.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know what you do? Send us a letter.
A fax?
No. Yeah. We'll take the fifth letter right now.
A certified letter through the United States mail.
We'll take the fifth letter. Don and Mike, Secret Sound, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007.
Take an index card and write down your guess. No, we don't want that to happen.
It'll take a couple of days.
Sure.
But send us a card through the mail. And we'll take the 100th card selected at random, and we'll call that person back to play the secret sound game.
Very good.
You think I'm kidding? Look at all these lines ringing.
They're ringing off the hook right now. People, there seems to be some sort of frenzy going on. Now, would that be because...
Keep ringing.
Would that be because you're doing the contest, or would that be because you have said no more calls?
No, that would be because we played the touchstone.
Right, that's it.
But a touchstone to run down to your local post office and send us a letter. I mean, we're not going to play the game now.
Right.
We're not going to do it now with the 100th letter because the mail service, frankly, is not that fast.
No, it's not. I mean, if you're going to do it through the mail, you, of course, have to wait.
We'll play the game tomorrow.
Well, perhaps even Monday before we get those letters.
Monday, yes. Monday we'll play with the 100th letter that we get in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So send right now.
Don't be tardy.
Be the 100th person to send us a letter.
Right.
And we'll play the secret sound.
Make sure you put your name on there so we know it's you. And, self-addressed stamped on.
And we'll be, Rob, serious. Don't answer the phones. Just don't answer them.
No one's answering them, Doug.
Good, don't answer. Let them ring.
Right.
More of us, less of you equals better show.
Let them ring till they melt.
We'll be right back.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
Well, wait, I've not put a boycott on the rejoiners yet.
Stand up.
Hey, man. Oops.
I repeat.
Oh, that's right.
What's wrong with that? Wait a minute.
We got nothing on that tape, Robbie. That has nothing to do with the telephones, right? The fact that's jammed up now? Oh, here we go.
From the creators of Marty in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. That's the Slim Shady. Time for caller 100. Oh, that's right. We're not taking any calls.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah. So if somebody was on the line, we'd say, hello, who is this?
Right. No, but unfortunately, a message had to be sent.
And then they'd say where they're calling from. And then I'd give them a prize.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd sing like Robert Goulet after they tried to guess the... and then they would try to guess the secret sound.
Right.
Caller, name this sound.
But, unfortunately, no one's playing the game right now. Play along in your cars.
And can I give it a try since just to fill the time here?
Well, first you got to sing, Mike.
And the odds are in my...
Yes. Well, you could guess if you want, but it kind of destroys the purpose.
Is it a medicine cabinet closing?
Oh, we're sorry.
No, but don't forget, every guess is
a clue for you.
It's a clue for you.
For you.
You know, the funniest thing with all this is I went back and I saw Toya answering the telephones. I said, she's going, caller number one, caller number two. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm answering the phones. I said, no. I'm serious.
Oh, I knew you were serious.
Mm-hmm. No phone calls.
Right.
No more phone calls.
I knew you were serious because I've worked with you for 15 years. I know that.
And then Lisa says, she turns around and says, well, can I go home? And I said, no, you know what? No, there might be a job for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit back and enjoy yourself.
She might need to flash Buzz.
Right.
Right.
You know, and she's got to, like, run upstairs and get beverages for guys and stuff like that. But no more incoming calls.
Thank you.
I believe the only calls that we will make will be outgoing calls.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me a phone book, Rob. Because I still crave interaction.
Sure,
with,
I understand
with
this.
People.
It's the kind of guy you are. You want to talk
yellow
to people.
Pages. Yellow pages. No, give me the white pages.
White pages. Real people.
Right.
Real people. Not the TV show. Just real people.
Nice people. Let me talk to people who don't want to call this show and try to be funny.
Right.
Try to bring us down.
You might find a real gem.
Right.
You might find a diamond in the rough.
Right. I still want to take phone calls. I just don't want to take phone calls from the people that are calling the show today.
Them.
Yes, and they know who they are.
You might make pudding out of S.
All those guys.
This could be wonderful.
Why are you giving a trip away to a pregnant woman?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, Joe Mama.
Hey, these nuts.
Right.
Hey, come on, you know.
Enough.
Trying to feed my freaking family here.
That's right.
Okay. Here we go.
Let's make a random call right now. Go ahead. And yeah, you know what? I feel really good about this.
You should.
Really, really good about this. I think, you know what? It's friendship time.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Time for some calls on the Don and Mike Show. Today we're calling Virginia.
Not the woman, the state.
The state, right. Of course, you know, nobody's home when we call, of course.
Well, it's a busy, busy area. Lots of hardworking people around the northern Virginia area.
It's like when we used to try to do the call-out contest.
Yeah, we'd never work because no one was home.
There.
All right.
Okay, well, don't give your number. Home. Don't give your number, please. Hi, I'm Don and this is Mike.
Hello.
Hi, we just wanted to talk. We're doing a radio show, but we're really pissed at the people who have been calling our radio show today.
So we picked this number out completely at random and decided we'd give it a call, but the individual wasn't home, so we weren't able to talk.
You're not
home. Well, to be honest, we're just craving a good conversation right now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's try the next number down.
You'll get somebody. No, we will, and that person will become an integral part of the show today.
Good. Our new best friend.
Absolutely.
Here you go. Now, the Dynamike phone scam. This is what. Did you see what? See what you're making me do now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
Reach the gen.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wait for the tone, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, maybe we got the tone when I potted down the thing saying their name.
Hi, we're Don and Mike, and we're calling you.
Where are you guys?
Hello?
We're lonely.
We're just looking for a little conversation.
Isn't there anybody that's just blowing the whole day off today? Rob, I know.
Yeah,
I know every day for you.
Rob, Toya, Lisa, Charlie Broyhill, Jim McClure, the entire sales staff.
They're all back there blowing the day off. I think we'll get the real Slim Shady soon.
Well, anybody. At this point, just anybody, for God's sakes. I better switch names.
No, we're going to get on the machine here.
And Don, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty obsessed with the Marshall Mathers. Could be good, could be bad. I was yelling about him in the hallway yesterday, but I just can't stop thinking about him. I don't know what it is. Stumbled onto that MTV you and the kids watch.
You're funny when you try to talk about Eminem.
I'll tell you right now, can I just say something? I just want to say hi, Marshall.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to a brand new segment on the show where we're going to take phone calls, except...
Please leave a message.
Nobody's at home and we're calling
them. You think somebody be home? It is after 5 o'clock East Coast time, right?
Right.
I think somebody, maybe that flex schedule that some of those government workers have?
Yes. Hello. Hi. This is the Don and Mike radio show. Do you mind going on the air with us? Can I just talk to you for a minute? Can I explain to you why we're calling?
Sure, why not?
Are you familiar with our radio show?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi. Well, you know, we take lots of phone calls on our show.
Yep.
But today we've had just a ton of idiots calling us.
So we actually decided to go into the phone book and call people completely at random because the people calling us were so frustrating us that we decided to go out and call people at random. We figured it would be a better route to go. And you're the first live person that we've actually gotten through to.
Hello, friend.
Hi, how are you? I tell you, it's magic.
That's not good.
It's magic.
How will we survive this segment?
Survivor. The radio show.
Now, I cannot picture us being more charming than we were to that guy.
I thought it was wonderful.
We're perfect.
He heard us out. He heard our little spiel.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided to terminate contact. Abruptly, right. I must say.
I don't know.
I like this experiment.
Maybe
though.
It is us.
This is a good experiment. You mean you think we gave off a vibe?
No.
No.
Hell, we want to make friends now.
You said hello, friend.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us for...
All right. Great. Okay. There's someone who didn't want to go on the air with us.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah, he was right.
Now, hey, this started out as a real lovey-dovey segment. Feeling that drift away a little bit.
At least all the dopes that call us want to be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's one big hindrance to calling people out of the phone book.
This is true, but this is an experiment. It might work very well. You know, just because a few calls at the beginning haven't gone quite our way, we'll see what happens here. This is just so real.
Now it's become, now it's a pooping contest.
You're not there.
Leave us a message
in today's.
Have a great day.
Oh, I will. Thanks. Hey, and where the hell are you? Listen, friend. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're calling for a little friendship.
Just calling people at random, trying to make friends, but you weren't home. Maybe we can make friends some other time.
You're not there.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Okay.
Okay. Yes, I mean, it's tough. It's that low unemployment. Everybody's at work. Everybody's at work, but I'll tell you right now, this is like walking down a crowded street, extending your hand in friendship, and the first person that grabs onto it is your friend, perhaps for life.
You know, it's so funny. Look at all 12 phone lines still lighting up.
Yes.
Go ahead and ring.
Pathetic. We're not some of those troublemakers.
We're not picking the phone up. We're not.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes lessons have to be taught.
Don't need it.
I don't know. We don't need that.
No.
Not for this show. Maybe for other shows. Not for this show. That's another machine. That is another machine. It's a little twilight zone, actually, that nobody's home. A little scary.
All right, very soon I'm going to have to go to the employee phone list.
Well, that's something we know can work quite well.
Got to start
calling spouses of people who work here.
Very good.
Because, frankly, people on the phone book are just not at home.
Nobody's home. It's a hard-working area. Hence the incredible traffic around our area.
All right.
We are not available now.
We are not available now.
You're not available
right
now.
Right now.
Okay, let's just call some people at random out of the...
Oh, good. Are you going to surprise us?
Yes.
So we won't know until mention their name when we get through.
Sure am.
This is wonderful.
Here we go. Get ready for a phone scan, Mike.
Excellent. So these are employees' home phone numbers we're calling?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. So we'll speak to the husbands and wives.
Good. Spouses.
The spouses.
Here we go. Listen, make no bones about it. We do crave conversation.
And I'll tell you right now, at the Christmas parties, when all the spouses are there, we're the number one guys.
We can certainly converse with each other.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Linda?
Yes, it is.
Linda, hi. This is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
See you later.
Well, I don't believe that.
Wow.
Isn't I don't that believe that.
Linda.
Linda Ryson.
Oh.
I called the chief engineer's wife, and I asked her, I said, would you mind going on the air with us? And she said, no, I don't want to. So I had to delete it out and hang up on her.
It's not working. This experiment is not even working
not.
Now that we've hit the employee phone. But
that is sad.
Hey, but I give her kudos. Kudos for being home.
Yeah. You know, that sucks.
I know. But there's nothing we can do about it.
Just wanted a little friendly conversation.
Absolutely. We're looking. You know what we are, Buzz? We're looking for a friend.
Of course.
Okay, I'm trying another number off the employee list now.
This, to me, I don't know about the rest of you guys, this is exciting to me. Because I feel like we're on the edge of something big.
Hello?
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Is this John Pop?
Yes.
John, it's the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Oh, not at all.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, we're talking to somebody on the phone.
Hey, everybody. It's G. Gordon Liddy's old producer, John Pop.
John Pop, who obviously hasn't started his new job yet.
No, sir, I have not.
So, John.
You listen to a little music back there, Johnny?
Yeah, I was listening to a little Jimmy Buffett.
Ah, there you go.
Johnny. Hey, how about that Survivor, huh?
What?
That Survivor TV show.
Oh, very interesting.
Right, it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know you were a parrot head there, Johnny.
Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
So, John, let me explain to you what happened. You know how we take so many calls on this show in a row?
Yes.
Well, we took about 10 calls in a row from just grade A douchebags.
Yes.
So we decided that for the rest of today's show, and maybe forever, we're simply not going to answer the telephone anymore.
So what we did is we went to the phone book and called people at random, but it was really difficult to find anybody at home. And then Don picked up the employee phone list. And
first we called Dan Ryson's wife, but she refused to go on the air with us.
And, really? And then we got to your name.
Really?
And so you're the first person that's really had a lengthy conversation. We got one guy at random who we were able to explain what we were doing to, but then he hung up.
What a loser.
So, John, what would you like to talk about?
Whatever you guys want to talk about is good with me.
You know, John, I think really it's only fair of us to let you pick the subject matter because, you know, you're the one that, was doing something else, and it's your forum, John.
Hey, well, John, what are you having for supper tonight?
Well, you know, I haven't decided that yet. It may be something on the grill since it's a nice day out today.
Oh, really? Do you have a nice little grill?
Yes, I have an old Weber, one of those kettle grills.
Oh,
those
are charcoal.
I like that.
That's great.
In case you don't know, John worked here at WJFK for about 9 years, and he recently quit.
Yeah.
John, when you quit, when you were pulling away from the station, did you just roll your windows down and just howl with laughter as you finally drove away for the last time?
You know, something like that, Don, very, very accurate, isn't that?
Well, listen, John, I wish I had more time to chat, but as you know, we're very rapid fire on our phone calls.
This was terrific, though, really, John. Thanks so much, and you know, you didn't give us a hard time, and that's I can't tell you how much we appreciate that.
Anytime you want to call, you guys, go ahead and call.
Thanks for accepting the call, John.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You take care. Enjoy your grilled food.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's just John, I think we might have woke him up. Listening to some I Said Away Again, Margarita. She's got a big, tropical hat on.
Right.
Okay, we're trying
the number you have dialed.
An employee who has changed her telephone number.
Oh, very good.
Okay, hold on. This is really, really exciting. And it was nice talking to John Pop, but frankly, I like the spouses, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that we drew a blank with that one.
Why wouldn't she take the call?
She's probably familiar with the program.
Yeah, well, we like her husband.
Absolutely.
Yes, very much.
Well, listen to this now. No, but
hold on. I'm going to call the general manager.
Ah, very good.
Perfect.
Positive she's there.
She'll talk. This is a really good way to get to know people, too.
It's called Betsy.
Very good.
Betsy Linewand.
Very lovely lady.
Betsy Belichick.
Calling her right now. It's good.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hi. Is your mommy there?
Yeah. Actually, she's busy right now.
She's busy?
Yeah.
Would you tell her it's Don and Mike on the phone? What's mom doing?
She's getting my sister.
Oh, she's getting her... Oh, she's...
Rob, I don't think I have to tell a five-year-old that
couldn't
they're
hurt.
On the air.
Couldn't hurt.
Honey, do you mind being on the radio? Hey, listen, we're Don and Mike, the guys who have made your daddy's success...
Yeah.
...happen. We're the reason that your daddy... gets to drive home every night in his nice car.
Is mommy around?
No, she's out getting my sister.
Oh, she's in the car. She's out picking the sister up.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, every night when you have dinner, does your daddy have everybody hold hands and bow their heads and say thank God for Don and Mike?
No.
Does your daddy ever say anything about us at home?
Yeah, he says that you're great.
Oh, hey, smart kid. Let's give her a round of applause.
That's wonderful.
You're a smart youngster.
Very nice. Okay, well, nice talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you know that happens. Don and Mike are great. Let's see. Every single night. Don and Mike are great. Let's see.
Okay. I got one more.
Very good. She was very smart.
And a nice girl.
This is fun.
We don't need those 12 lines ringing.
No, we don't. Listen to those phones. I'm surprised they're not overheating.
Yeah, like a Christmas tree they're lighting up. Don't need them.
It's funny when you deprive people, they just seem more hungry.
Hello?
Hello, Roz? Or Douglas?
Yeah.
Hi, Douglas. This is Don. Remember Don and Mike? Remember you came over to my house and stayed with Bart for a little while?
Yes.
Hi, is your mommy there?
Yeah.
Can I talk to your mommy?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to call Ken Stevens' wife right now.
Very good.
Hello.
Hi, Roz.
Hi,
go ahead, Gary. You got to read the thing.
Oh, Roz, hi. This is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Of course not.
Okay, Roz, I'll tell you why we're
Let's
calling.
Give Roz a nice round of applause.
Roz Stevens.
Hi, Roz.
I'll tell you why we're calling.
Yes, kids.
We're calling because, frankly, our listeners today have really just pissed us off.
Yeah, they've been very, very difficult on the phones, and we decided we weren't going to take calls, we were going to make calls.
Because, you know, frankly, we could fill the 4 hours with just Mike and I talking at each other, but we do crave interaction with somebody. So we tried calling people out of the telephone book, and nobody would talk to us.
Nobody else would talk, so you decided to call me.
No, well, then we called Dan Rison's wife, and she didn't agree to go on the air. We called John Pop, and it sounded like he was getting loaded.
Right.
And then we called Alan Linewand's house and talked to one of his kids, and then Ken's name was next on the phone list.
So now here we are, Roz, talking to you.
Here we are.
Yes.
So. Yeah, and we do thank God every night, you guys.
She's listening. How nice.
Beautiful.
That's wonderful, Roz.
All right. Okay, well, then you understand why we're calling.
Yes, we do, and you always have a friend in this house.
Well, God bless you, Roz Stevens.
Thank you, Roz.
All right, boys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you right now.
That's a sad state of affairs when Roz Stevens is your only friend.
But she was a true friend.
Yes, she was.
You know, not only there, not only willing to go on the air, but listening to the show. Mm-hmm. Way to go. It's more than her husband does for us.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I feel all buttery.
Well, listen, I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm exhausted from taking all of those live telephone calls.
I'm exhausted but exhilarated.
Yeah. Well, at least, listen, at least when we were calling people, nobody called up to say Joe Mama or D's Nuts or to question something we're doing on this show.
Absolutely. It was simple dialogue.
Right.
Of an adult nature.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
I love it. We may have stumbled onto our brand new radio format.
That'll be terrific.
Now, it'll be a little tough to do the contest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll just have to rely on the U.S. mail for the contest.
Or we can give the employees the prizes.
Yeah, no way.
A new radio first.
Okay, time out. When we come back, we will once again prove to you that we don't need your insipid telephone calls to do this show. We will call Homo Joe at the beach house right after we do this.
Give on up, man, and have a meal. And enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
You want to enter that contest, ladies? Send us a letter.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007.
Please, no calls.
Look at all the phones are still ringing.
Yeah, very, very hot.
You know, I swear to God, we have the hottest phones anyway.
We do
our
indeed.
Phones always ring off the hook. But now they're doubly ringing off the hook.
Yeah, because it's like you're keeping something from them, and
right.
they're reacting that way.
Rob, go ahead and answer some.
Rob will characterize the quality.
Don and Mike Show. Hello? Don and Mike Show.
See, that was great. We just saved ourselves a hang-up call.
Yeah.
We're hearing what Rob is saying now.
No, sir, they're not taking calls. Besides, you sound too stupid.
Oh, my.
No. Thank you, though. Don and Mike Show. Oh, in there. Don and Mike Show.
So you were not missing out on anything.
That's right, not a thing.
Okay, well, we like the fact that you appreciate us, but we're not taking any calls, so this is a waste of both of our time.
Rob's being very curt with
Don
the callers.
Don and Mike Show.
Very curt with the callers.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
And it's not a question that we think that people don't appreciate us. We do. We just got to get rid of the jerk-offs that call the show over and over and over again.
And this is just one other way of doing it.
Hi. Bad cell phone. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
They were actually being saved from hearing all of these.
Yes, we are. Thank goodness.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
That's the pregnant woman perhaps
turn
getting the address.
Turn on your radio before you mail that. Don and Mike Show. No, F you, sir. Go to hell and burn there for all eternity. We don't need you.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
This is a good chance for Rob to let go some of that pent-up rage.
About time.
Yeah, this is too boring. Don and Mike Show, hold on. Okay, well, we'd love to have you. We need you to mail in your entry.
Mm-hmm. Is this for the pregnant woman thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can mail it. Okay, I'm serious, too. Do you have a pencil? 10-800 Main Street.
Well, serious. Maybe to call tomorrow. The band may be over tomorrow.
22030.
Or sorry, maybe call tomorrow. The band might be over.
Attention to the third trimester bikini contest. Now, the band may be over tomorrow, but I wouldn't count.
So, Don, are you saying that she might not need to go through the exercise of writing the envelope?
Mike, it really all depends on... Well, it all really teeters on... Eventually, we will take another phone call.
That'd be good.
And it really all depends on...
On what happens.
The quality of that one phone call whenever we decide to start taking calls again.
At some point...
Nice if you put a picture in.
At some point on this show, we're going to have a tremendously significant phone call.
Bye. We are.
That was one of, like, maybe 20. That was one good call.
That's okay. What were most of the people saying?
Hello. Okay, and you can go F yourself. Don and Mike Show.
Now people calling for Rob.
Yeah, they can fight. Sir.
To show Rob a little quan.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Buddy.
What's up?
Buddy.
Second chance. And you're gone. Don and Mike Show, hello.
See, this is the side of Rob that people never really get to see.
Absolutely. This is the...
good, how are you, sir?
This is the soft, jelly that's inside the cookie.
The underbelly.
I'm sure it's a fine story. Don and Mike Show.
This is Rob's soft, chewy center that you're seeing right now.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, there's no shortage of people calling, though. Just a lot of them are hanging up on Rob.
They're not taking any calls right now. You should know that. Okay, well, what's the message? See, it's people like you, sir, that ruin it for everyone else.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, see, there you go.
Troublemaker that he's talking
right,
to.
Right, there you go.
Screen them out.
Hey, this is a vote of encouragement. Way to go, guys.
Someone who actually appreciates our stand that we're making
today.
That's good.
Right?
Well, I appreciate
it.
I appreciate
his appreciation. Yes, right, but he's still calling in to say it.
Yeah, but technically, that's a caller that's calling because he knows Rob's taking
Yeah, I guess you're
calls.
Right, too. Mm-hmm.
So I think he was okay.
Hello.
I'm actually just doing this for the entire listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, save us all from those hideous calls.
Absolutely.
I don't appreciate that. Don't talk about my wife.
Oh, my. Jesus Christ.
Personal. Now everybody's hip to Rob.
I can't do it. Sir, you're not the free to call.
See, that's another one that we're going to have to ban from the show.
Yeah.
We've got the one guy that calls and pretends he's Frida, and then we got other guys that call and want to pretend to be Frida.
That's right.
I mean, if you want to call the show and be one of the regular bit people, come up with a new bit. Don't just copy bits.
What about Sam Huff?
That other guys do. I would take a call from Sam Huff.
Very
and
good.
Also, what about the people that call and sing?
Only from the regular callers.
So yeah, there are two. There are only two.
Mike's singing guy.
Mine and Don.
And my guy is also the Release the Hounds guy.
Yes.
Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
And Jorge. Well, yes. He's on probation, I think.
Is Jorge on probation?
Yes, he is.
Temporarily banned.
And yes. What did he do, Buzz?
I don't know, but it was annoying, and he had to go away.
I know what it was. It was something to do with the secret sound that he called up.
Oh, he tried to slip in a guess.
Yeah.
He called up under the guise of being Jorge, and he called in with what he thought was the correct guess for the secret sound.
I think that eliminated him into July.
He abused his privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very nice of you to say, sir. He lives in Hawaii now. Have a good day. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Who lives in Hawaii now?
My Uncle Bruce. Hey, it's... don't call anymore, Scooter. Don and Mike show.
Now some of the regulars are
Don
calling
and Mike
in.
Show. Hello.
This is fantastic. It's very relaxing. Do you find this very relaxing?
For us, yes.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, now maybe it's turned around. And maybe I can see from the people who listen to the show, I can see why people enjoy hearing us take these phone calls.
Right.
You know, from dummies.
Uh-huh.
It's just, we had too many of them in a row today.
Now, overload. Rob, you were saying a good call. What are you talking about?
He just said, hello, Rob. Broyhill's the smartest man in the world. But then he hung up before I got to
answer. Oh, and you were putting Broyhill on with
him.
Give
him such a thrill.
Do you want to hear Broyhill take a few phone calls?
Don and Mike show.
I don't think it'll be nearly as entertaining.
Probably not.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
Don and Mike show. Oh, Dennis, you should know better than this.
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis, really, you shouldn't call
Dennis is probably very concerned
right
now.
Are you swear to God it's Dennis?
I swear to God.
Put him on hold.
Okay, hold on, Dennis. Dennis on line one.
You know, when we're having this disciplinary show...
Mm-hmm. He should know bad.
He should know.
What are you doing calling now? You should know... You should know better than anybody, Dennis.
I'm all good. Great radio, though. Thank you, Eskin.
You're finding this interesting, Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you send us a letter to tell us that?
Well, actually, it's P.O. Box 3648.
No, 3649. That is the new way we're communicating with our audience now, through the Postal Service.
If I get my car sponsor, can I call you?
Hey, Dennis, how come you stiffed everybody at the beach house?
Yeah.
Well, Charlie said don't go, so I followed Charlie's direction.
That's right. That's good.
Okay. All right, Dennis.
But, can I still go?
To the beach house?
Yeah.
No, they're leaving tomorrow.
Okay. No, the thing is...
Remember that was your crutch?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that's another crutch.
Oh, no, but...
No is another crutch. No, when you start a sentence with no.
Hey, Mike, can I tell you something?
Dennis?
You say the thing is a lot, too, don't you?
What?
You said the thing is a lot, also.
No, I don't, Dennis.
No, I'll tell you the key, Dennis. Mike is working on his verbal crutches. Mike is aware of his verbal crutches.
Right, like and I, as says, a matter of fact, Dennis, yeah. here is what the deal is on this, not the thing. I said deal.
Yeah.
I actually identified my own verbal crutches, something you have never done.
Listen, you know what we're doing? We're breaking the rule that we set down earlier today to take this call, simply to tell you that by calling, you of all people, Dennis Murphy, should have known that we were not taking calls tonight.
Hey, can I give Mike a compliment?
Dennis?
Yeah?
I think you've been spending way too much time talking to me.
Oh, but Mike...
It's starting to disturb me.
You're his favorite, Mike.
It's really starting to bother me, Dennis.
He likes you.
Hey, Mike...
What?
I love your gag on your on the local commercial. Great job.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, goodbye,
that.
Dennis.
Okay.
This
God,
is really
Mike,
this is just blowing our experiment to hell.
P.O. Box 3649, right?
Yes, send us a letter, please.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Gong.
Bye-bye.
Look.
Yes, bye. Dennis.
All right, Robbie, go ahead.
Go back and pick up some more calls. I want to express my concern over a feeling I've had for quite some time. I believe that all of Dennis's pent-up rage against us is directed solely at me.
No,
and
I disagree.
At some point,
no.
Dennis is going to attack me
in some way. I do not agree at all.
I feel
there's love here.
I feel some hostility.
Don and Mike show. Hello. God bless you, sir. Don and Mike. Hello. Yeah, I am Robbie.
Has Tag called yet, Rob?
No, you know he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know the National Spelling Bee's in town this week.
Hello.
He'll be there in the front row.
You know, if only there would be some way. You know, how is it that we live in this time when you can take cellular phone calls, you can get goddamn faxes in your car, but you can't come up with a way, and I mean this seriously, like to deliver some kind of low-voltage shock through the telephone when somebody calls this show and does something stupid like the Joe Mama or D's Nuts.
Nobody ever said that life is fair, Tina.
I know that, and I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at
the dirt.
You just want to talk to me? What about?
<That's> nice. Somebody wants to touch Rob.
Well, you're fun, too.
Oh, yeah, see, it's a compliment.
The soft side of Rob.
Yeah, see, he mellowed. Even though he didn't want to mellow, you mellowed.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Not that fat. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, my.
Schiavelli. Yes, he is. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Schiavelli from yesterday's show.
Right. He's alive, you know.
Yeah, we found that out yesterday.
Yeah, but see, that would have been a bad call on today's show, though, because that would be someone going back into territory right. that we covered on yesterday's
not,
show.
Not going ever forward.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
He almost sounded like Larry King there. Hello. Don and Mike show, hello.
No. Akron, go.
Don and Mike, go.
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 Go. Move.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Get out of here, man.
Where to?
Move.
What are you listening to?
It's people, that's the, like the third time that guy from Kansas.
I like studying your enormous head when you're taking these calls.
Yes,
because I can tell by your facial expressions what intrigues you.
You have to go to the south to find it, though. Maybe by the same company that makes flag jerks.
What was that
now,
about?
Now, let me just say what I think that just was. That's a resourceful caller that knows they're speaking with Head and had a specific question about some little-known fact.
Right, well, you know what?
There he goes.
Then bring Lisa in. I'm going to have to switch people up.
Okay.
All right.
Because now this is just turning into a Rob Spiewak community chat session.
So now are you saying that Lisa will be taking the calls?
Yes.
Right. Very good. Of course, she'll be coming in and looking at you, Buzz.
And showing you her boobs, including her nips.
No need for that now.
Lisa, who just could not wait to leave today. What? No more calls? Does that mean I can go home?
Yeah, she just ran back in. Now, Toya's come in here.
Ah,
there's
Toya. There's
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa was in the bathroom.
You're in the bathroom. Step up, Lisa. Oh, then you wash your hands, honey?
Maybe.
You wash your hands?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter. This is a dirty studio. Go ahead. Answer some calls.
She looks very Sarah Jessica Parker today.
Yes.
Funny you should notice that, Buzz.
How are you doing?
See, much less abrupt than Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
He is a little less experienced.
Right. Thank you. Ron and Mike show.
What was that?
That laugh track guy again.
See, there's so many goddamn annoying people out there,
right?
Why are you glad I'm taking
it? She's smiling, I will say that.
Because everybody's nice to her. She's a piece of ass.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
He respects us. It's because she's doing the same as Rob, passing along the information.
Right.
We're not taking any calls
about myself. The Redskins. This is very helpful.
Hi, Fez.
With that Ron and Fez?
Are you watching the porn, Fez?
You know what? I can identify this already. These are all bad callers, and I'm glad that we're not having to sit through these calls on the show today.
We've been spared.
Tell me about that nighttime guy.
Fez. Don and Mike show.
Blew him on.
Yes.
Are these all the regular idiots you have to talk to every day?
Yeah. These might be some of Lisa's. You know, these are people that we never even get to.
Mel?
It's Mel? I'll take that call. I'll take that call.
We have to.
Is it Mel?
It's Mel.
Mel, we do.
Ask what the last name starts with.
What's your last name?
No.
second.
No, it's not.
It couldn't be.
It's not on a request line.
Of course not.
Mike Show.
Did you hang up?
Are you there?
You never know. You never know. Never take that. You never know.
Hey, there's a bird in here.
Uh-oh.
Carmi.
Carmi the magic hawk.
There. Throw him a cufflink.
There you go, Carmi.
He catches it in one shot every time.
Amazing.
You're
listening.
Oh, crap. I got through. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah,
that was Lisa taking phone calls.
Okay. Well,
very nice job.
I think we've,
Lisa, you want to say hi to Buzz before you leave?
Hi, Lisa.
You know.
And that's something we never see in this.
What are we doing wrong? What are you and I doing wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like every day you and I show everybody the Quan.
You do. You do.
Oh. Okay.
I just saw.
Really?
I just saw both of her boobs. She pressed them right up against the window.
Really? You got flashed?
Yeah.
And then there was one.
Yeah.
Lucky me.
Nice club, Buzz.
Yeah, not a bad club. Oh, now you have to say that. And you saw it too, Rob?
Yeah, I didn't mean to, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh. It's not only, you know, it's the kind of day I'm having, boy.
It's just where you're sitting. She wasn't discriminating against
you. It's the kind of day I'm having.
Oh, come on.
It's just where you're sitting, that's all.
It's the kind of day I'm
having. I'm not that big.
How many times have you seen them, Buzz?
Today...
F you, Buzz. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Lisa, for helping us with the no telephone experiment.
Very good.
Now let's clear out the lines.
For what reason?
Well, we're not going to take the 100th call now to give someone a chance to win $500 with a secret sound.
Right.
We're not going to screen to caller number 100 now at 1-877-365-3636. Again, we're going to ask that you simply send us a letter to Secret Sound.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007.
Stop that, people.
Because we are not going to take the 100th caller for the Secret Sound right now.
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right? All right. Okay, it's time to not go to the phone.
Right.
We would pick up and say hello, Don and Mike Show, and then someone not looking to cause any trouble would say their name.
Sure.
We'd ask where they're calling from. They'd say, give them a prize. Said, you know the secret sound. Mm-hmm. They think I hate, you know, say, maybe I have a guess or not heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, play the sound. You know, Godspeed. Don't answer till Mike sings like Bob Goulet.
Bob Goulet.
And then we would do this.
Caller, name this sound.
But, you know, unfortunately, the mail service has stopped for the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a contestant.
And the odds are in my favor. Yes!
I know it's selfish. I'm wondering if there's a chance I could maybe just take another stab
at it. Sure, Mike.
Is it a staple gun?
No. We're sorry.
No.
Thank you.
Buzz?
I have what, by this show's standards, would be a bulletin. I hope to have more on this later, but
hold
I must...
Hold on. Robbie needs a teletype that if Buzz is actually going to break into the show...
I got to tell you something. Buzz does this quite often, I mean, during over the years. But I'll tell you right now, he is visibly excited right now.
Well, this is important.
Does he have a boner?
Yes. He's surgeon.
Oh, he just looked down at his lap. All right, Buzz breaking in. Is the bulletin the fact that we've banned... telephone calls from the show?
No, the country's very anxious and excited about that, but this has just come in. Comedian Bob Hope has been admitted to the hospital. A Palm Desert, California TV station is reporting that Hope was taken by ambulance to Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage this afternoon. As I said, we hope to have more on this later.
Well, does that mean he's kicked?
Well, it would be wrong to jump to any conclusion at this point.
Hold on, where's that thing in the tabloid? Hold on, I got a story about him in my tabloid.
You mean the one about his final days?
Yeah, hold on. Bob Hope turns 97.
Uh-huh.
His final wish, let me die with dignity. That's in the New Examiner in our new tabloid.
Wow. So this would perhaps be the final trip to the hospital.
Doesn't sound good, but we don't know anything.
You never know.
Buzz, a little premature on the bulletin, I think.
He got excited.
I think he's a little premature on the bulletin.
I felt that you'd want to be posted on his condition.
Okay, did they send it to you as a bulletin?
No.
Okay, just a little... premature. Okay.
The bells that you normally hear with a bulletin went off in Buzz's head, though.
Yes,
right.
He
wants to be a step ahead, because, you know, we want to be the first to tell you you know, when that happens. God knows we've got the material ready.
Gentlemen, I would assume, although we're not taking phone calls on the show, there may be some phone calls going between us this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If we get any more information.
Absolutely.
I think we all owe that to each other if we hear it.
And if that's the case, I know one phone call we'll be getting on the show tomorrow.
Absolutely.
On the inside line.
Yeah, I think that'll be terrific. Yeah.
From the other side.
Absolutely. And, he belongs up there. He'll own heaven.
Okay, as we continue now with the show that is all us and none of you.
Right.
Let's call the Beach House.
The Beach House where they're, I guess, going to wrap things up tomorrow.
Yes. As a matter of fact, maybe tonight is the last night at the Dewey Beach Ice House.
I know they were planning a big night last night.
Let's call Homo Joe to find the latest on Liz, Allison, Flo, Krista, Cheryl, Dave.
I know Flo's not there anymore. She had to go back and take care of those wonderfully lucky children.
Hello, kids. Your nanny's back home.
Hold on, wait.
It's rebelling even when we call out now.
Now, why? You think they're calling here?
Wouldn't know.
Hey, the phone might be angry.
Red and angry.
All red, angry, and irritated.
I'm going to have to do an emergency breakup. This has certainly been an upside-down show today. What would... Hello?
We couldn't accept Joe's call today. We can call him, but we can't accept his call, right?
What with calling the Navy?
Information, press 0. To make a collect call, press 1-1 now.
I don't want to call.
Please say your name at the tone.
Pat McGroin.
Thank you for using MCI WorldCom.
You're
Please
welcome.
Hold while we verify charges.
Thank you.
I know it was collect, but there's nothing you can do to get an operator.
Thank you.
We're sorry. This number is busy.
Oh, thanks.
To place another call.
Guys, are they listening to the show down there by any chance?
For operator assistance, press 0.
Operator assistance.
For operator assistance.
I made strudel, and I couldn't believe it. Hello?
This is the MCI WorldCom operator. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Pat. Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We're trying to call this phone number, and we need to do an emergency break-in. We're live on the radio.
I'm sorry, sir. I do not have the equipment to do a line interruption.
Oh, brother.
I can give you a number where you can reach a special operator.
That would be great. Thank you.
That can do a line interruption.
Thank you.
Like.
What is that number?
It's 1010-2880.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, why would they be on the phone if they knew we were calling? Wouldn't they be listening? Then we're on in Ocean City, right?
Well, yeah, we are. Though maybe the signal doesn't go all the way to Dewey Beach.
Who knows?
AT&T. To place a call, please dial the number that you are calling.
Of course, no one's answering
for
phones in the back room.
For double-all info U.S. directory, press 1. For other requests, please say information, credit, or operator.
Operator.
Operator, emergency.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Emergency!
Warning, Will Robinson.
How may I help you?
Yes, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us because we're on the radio. We need to make an emergency breakthrough to a call onto a house.
Number, please.
Okay, hold on, please. My secretary will give you the number now. Hold on. There you go, secretary.
Secretary.
Well,
secretary head.
My houseboy, Mike Cato Kalin. All right, Rob is giving them the number now.
Head.
The emergency breakthrough.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you, Rob.
My name, sir.
Thanks muchly. Thank you, honey.
Very good.
You're the best secretariat guy I ever had.
Oh, dear.
There you go. I have a nice steaming cup of that.
How about get a Ziploc bag for that?
Thank you, honey. Did you tell her Pat McGroin?
I did.
Okay.
Very good.
Do you think Joe will figure out that's us trying to call?
I don't know who that could be. I don't know Pat McGroin. I don't understand who is that Pat McGroin. Stop funny. Don't take the call.
Look at meanwhile. I'm really amazed at the fact that the phones...
Hello?
Hello?
Pat, who is this call going to?
This is going to Homo Joe.
Homo Joe?
Yes.
Hold, please.
Meanwhile, while we're doing this, look at all of our request lines continue to throb off the hook.
Absolutely. People going nuts.
Right. Not happening.
I don't know a Pat McGroin. He might know the name Homo Joe, but I don't know a Pat McGroin. I'm making clam chowder.
Today's show might be a time capsule show.
Man. Absolutely.
I'm thinking it really might be.
The show where we... What did we do?
I don't know, but it's a time capsule show.
There you go.
I mean, it might be today might be a fanfare show. It might be. Well, you know what might be, Mike? It's the day that we became empowered.
Yes.
Yes, to quote...
That's the word.
To quote Oprah.
If we became empowered.
Yes, the day that we decided we were mad as hell.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
We weren't going to take it anymore.
Tired, mad, I can't take it anymore.
Right.
So I would say to him, I don't care if there's a papagroid on the line. I'm not going to... No operator.
I'm talking to my Peruvian boyfriend about our butt sex.
Carlos, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to getting back there. We've had a good time at the house, but, you know, girls...
It sure has taken a long time to break in on this line.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. I always thought that they were listening. It seemed to me that when we spoke with Homo Joe yesterday, he made reference to a couple of things that we had said earlier, I thought.
Oh, you think so?
It would indicate that maybe he had... Listen, but I could be totally wrong.
Hello? But I'm trying to think. When I've driven, like, to Rehoboth Beach, I can pick up our Ocean City station in Rehoboth Beach, which is right next to Dewey, right? Isn't Dewey just, like, 10 more miles down the road?
Right. Just a short piece.
Hello, Pat?
Yes?
I'm sorry, there's trouble on that line.
Oh, there's trouble on that line.
Right, there's trouble. What show is this I'm on?
This is the Don and Mike show.
The Don and Mike show?
Yes, honey.
Yeah, is there anybody that you'd like to say hello to?
Hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
So you're very nice.
Can you tell me what the trouble is on that line?
Maybe it's off the hook.
Could be a real rough night.
All right. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Now, that operator certainly enjoyed being on the program.
Very nice. Unlike Linda Rison.
Yeah, she did not want to be. Is that a ring?
Yes, it is.
Hello?
Homosexual Joseph.
Hey. Homo Joe, what's going on with the phone down there?
Oh, I'll tell you. We've been trying to call the station. And plus, Krista's got drama, so we have to try to... She's trying to get things organized.
She has what?
Lots of drama.
Drama, you mean from activities that have gone on?
Well, I guess so, but you could say that.
No, you were right. The whole time that we were trying to call him...
He was trying to call
us. He was trying to call us, and we tried to do an emergency breakthrough.
And because you were on the line, we weren't able to do that. It just didn't happen. Are you able to listen to the show down there?
No, unfortunately, it's not carried down here.
Well, it's on in Ocean City.
What? We don't know the station, though.
Oh, brother. Okay. Well, listen. Homo Joe.
Yes, sir.
At the Dewey Beach Ice House, sponsored by Ice House Beer. Is tonight the last night?
Tonight would be the last night, and tomorrow we check out.
Tomorrow you go check out. So we need the update, Homo Joe, on everything that happened last night with you and Liz and Allison and Krista.
Okay, well, I'll start with Liz.
Okay.
She was mad at all of us after yesterday's broadcast.
So everybody knows, Liz is very hot. She's the girl who went out with Charlie Stossel one time, and she's the girl that I think was voted the most hated in the beach house.
Joe thinks she's hot.
Yeah, I think she's hot. She's a very nice, like, young lady. Well, she went out to dinner last night.
Krista is the hottest girl in the house, is that right?
Well, that's what Tim thinks.
That's what Timmy thinks. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
There's Timmy up there. All right, so what's the latest with Liz?
Well, Liz went to dinner last night and never came back until 5:30 this morning.
Really?
Oh, thank you.
What happened?
Thank you very much.
I was visiting her as well.
I saw what happened.
Yeah, thank
Lisa
you.
Lisa just made you a member of the club.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate that.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Homo Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, honey. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just leaving for the day and just wanted to, you know, make sure that we were all on equal terms.
We're all in the club now. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Homo Joe.
Bye-bye. Although technically you owe Mike and I about 20, you know, to make up for all the time you showed Buzz.
Oh, not that many.
But that's okay.
All that Lisa. Well, that was a surprise.
And then with Liz, Aunt Flo is visiting Liz as well. So that might be...
Aunt Flo.
Yeah, Aunt Flo started visiting Liz, so that put her in a bad mood.
So after we got off the phone with you yesterday, Liz was a little ticked off at everybody in the house?
Oh, yes. She didn't speak to anybody.
Well, you know, because you had all said that you hated her, kind
of. Well, yeah, you all kind of ganged up on her yesterday.
Well, you know... It deserves sometimes, you know.
Well, can we talk to Liz?
Liz has left the beach house.
Oh no!
Liz has left the house.
She has left the beach house.
When did she leave?
She left at like about 6 o'clock this morning after she got home.
Now, did she leave because she had planned on going back today, or did she leave because she was pissed?
I Somebody said she had a birthday party for her sister or something.
Did she go out with you guys last night?
No, she went out on a date by herself. Remember I told you two girls had private dates and we were going to meet up later?
Oh, that's right. And she didn't meet up with you guys later?
No, she stayed out till 5:30 with this guy that she went out with.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Homo Joe's a great tattletale.
He's terrific.
He truly is. All right, so...
And then we'll go to Krista.
Okay, Krista.
Krista had a man, she went on a date as well last night, but she did come home. And the poor thing is all sunburnt and looks like a lobster.
Oh. And everybody, we're playing this because Liz did not survive. Right.
She died at the beach house.
She did not survive.
And this gentleman wanted poor Krista to take her clothes off because he thought she'd be a little bit more comfortable because of all the sunburn she had. And I guess he wanted to get something. And, of course, she didn't want to go there. But
okay.
He stayed for a while, and they laid in bed and talked, so we say.
Did she take her clothes off, though?
Did you ever take your clothes off for him? She said no.
She said no. Okay, so what's I'm sorry.
And her drama is her car has been impounded, and we can't get it out. And
you
have to check out tomorrow.
They put one of those things on the tire?
No, they towed it away.
They towed it? So last night when she was out and about, she parked somewhere she shouldn't?
Yes, and got towed. So we can't get it out at this point.
Well, why can't you get it out? And
her mother won't wire her some money.
Oh, dear.
How much does it take to get the car out?
How much does it take to get it out? 200.
All right, well, SOL then.
Sorry
about that.
50, you would have taken care of it.
50, I would have done.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. And then Allison and Homo Joe, we went out to dinner, and then we went to a couple gay bars and had some fun.
And did you have any gay sex last night?
No, we didn't have any gay sex. We both basically looked at the people and said, you know, and just went on.
So I know you were going to rendezvous with everybody, and were you able to rendezvous, you and Allison, with anybody else?
Krista, Allison, and I were able to rendezvous, and missing in action was Liz and her date.
So this date that Liz went on, when she got back at 5:30,
yes.
Do you think that anything happened on her date?
I think something happened every time with her, even though she said it didn't.
So how did you... Well, you were up at 5:30 when she came in?
I mean, a house mother has to check on their children, you know.
had you not gone to bed yourself, or did you just get up?
I was awake, you know, because I get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Oh, you do? You just kind of...
so I was getting ready to go to...
You're like a mommy that way.
Yeah, exactly. I was checking house and checking the beds and making sure everyone was in.
That's when the anal rooster goes off.
There you go.
So mommy-like. You know?
Joe's anal rooster, and he does say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Wakes up at 4 o'clock going, I'm so worried.
Where is Liz?
Is she, you know?
All right, so when she finally rolled in, what did you say to her?
I basically looked at her and gave her one of those bad looks like you were a bad girl.
And did she respond?
She just came hopping up the steps to her room.
And said nothing to you?
And said nothing.
So now it's just you, Allison and Krista, that's all that's left
of
the beach house?
After 13 people, Don, that's all that's left.
After 13 people, they're down to three. Only three survivors still left in our Dewey Beach Ice House. So what are the plans for tonight, Homo Joe?
Well, we decided, because we did a whole bunch of straight things all week, we're going to go to a drag show to...
Boy, I bet they really had to twist your arm to go to that show.
So we're going to go see this person do Madonna, who uses his own voice, Madonna Betty Davis, and Barbie Brown.
That is so funny.
So homo.
A drag show, love it.
We'll put the icing on top of the cake and then come back to Starboards afterwards.
All right, well, beautiful. Well, listen, we need to hear from you tomorrow to find out any last-minute thoughts.
Well, I figured tomorrow I'll drop the tape off in the studio, and then I can call you from home.
Oh, good. Oh, so we'll have a tape tomorrow.
Yeah, because I've taped some more things that would be...
How is Allison's voice holding up?
Allison's voice is basically shot.
Really?
But she's hanging in.
Can we talk to her?
Yeah, Allison. Front and center, darling.
Looking forward to hearing Allison.
Front and center, darling.
Come on, she's so cute.
She's so cute.
Here she comes.
There's Allison.
Hello, Don.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Jesus Christ, your voice is shot, honey.
Yep, it's shot. No action, no voice.
Boy, I guess you and Joe had a pretty good time last night.
Yes, we did. We had a good time.
Have you had a good... So you've had a great time at the beach?
Yeah, it's been a blast.
Been a blast?
Did you have...
Miss Tidy Whitey's got her panties up in a knot, but...
Who was that? You talking about Liz?
It was worth it.
Really? You said so Liz didn't leave
she
on the
was,
best
oh, my goodness. It's just a little on the upset end.
She's a little on the upset end.
So she didn't speak to you guys after we got off the phone?
No, she went out for dinner. And actually, Joe was up, but I had gotten up and went to get something out of the kitchen. And she was coming up the stairs when I was going down the stairs. This was at like 5:20. And her, the look on her face was just absolute disgust. I was like, busted!
Oh, my. All right. Listen, thank you. Allison, put Joe back on. I need to talk to Joe.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
Okay, here
we
am.
All right, Joe. So tomorrow we'll have a tape.
Yep.
Oh, listen, is that Allison?
That's Allison. Oh. Poor thing.
And, you also have digital pictures, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, because tomorrow we're going to load those up on the web.
Okay.
And we'll get a website going where people can actually log on to see the pictures of all 13 people when they've been at the beach house.
And maybe when we have the tent tomorrow, when we have the tape come in here, Allison, you can call in for oxygen tent.
Poor thing.
All right, Joseph, we'll have a great time tonight. We look forward to hearing the tape tomorrow.
And we thank you so much for taking care of us, and we've enjoyed ourselves very much.
You're more than welcome. All right, well, have a great time tonight, Joe.
Okay, we'll keep you posted and have some fun, and we'll do some more recordings.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is homosexual Joseph. He started last week with 13 people, and he's down to 3 at the Dewey Beach Ice House.
Sounds to me a drag show and, chronic coughing. Sounds like they might be going out with a bit of a whimper.
Tomorrow we will hear the tape of the exploits from the rest of this week. And we will also look at pictures, and we'll post those on the World Wide Web so you can see.
I'm looking forward to seeing pictures of everybody.
Mm-hmm. And look, still, we've taken no telephone calls.
No calls, please. Don't need them.
None at all. Don't need them.
Not necessary.
Don't need them. Mm-hmm. Got a midget firefighter we're going to call next.
Fantastic.
What do you think about that?
You mean a little person?
That's what I said.
A dwarf?
A midget firefighter. Biggest little man.
We're going to get a call from Scott the Dwarf, you know.
Well, the headline says, world's first midget firefighter proves he has the right stuff.
You're just reading what's on the paper.
That's all I'm doing. Mike, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to somebody else. We will be back to continue the show without phone calls right after this.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
What was the question?
Okay, it's time for the one-minute interview. And you notice that now we've gone, we're coming up now on the two-hour mark,
yes,
of proving the point that we can do the show without phone calls. We love taking phone calls, but we just had too many jerk-offs calling us in a row today.
I feel strangely refreshed.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, maybe tomorrow we'll go back to taking calls.
Maybe.
But then again, Fridays are always very busy shows.
Yeah, extremely busy.
We always have a guest or two on Friday. We always do Jeopardy on Friday.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe we won't take calls until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Monday, we always have weekend stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. It's very, very busy. It's a lot of us on Monday.
And somebody's going to get a pie in the face on Monday. And
yeah, because of the movie bet.
You know, it's time for news. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, maybe if you're planning on calling the show and not being a jagoff, maybe you should wait until next Tuesday.
That might be a good idea.
I mean, until then, we'll be here, you know, putting out a good show for you every day.
We're doing our jobs.
Busting our ass for you.
Right.
It's just, if you're just getting in your car and you're wondering what's happening, today was a day we took too many calls from guys with the Joe Mama,
mm-hmm.
These Nuts,
right.
I'm Jack Cassidy. Why are you giving away a trip to a pregnant woman?
Absolutely. We just took a few too many bad ones today.
Right.
You reached your limit. Bunch of guys who just didn't care. They cared about one thing, hearing their own voices.
Mm-hmm. Right. And fortunately, there's no system that's been devised yet where we can actually reach out and get our retribution.
Right.
And I know that, you know, all of the information I have says to me that 99.5% of the people who listen to this show every day never call anyway.
Right.
It's a very small percentage of people who call. So what you have to do is find out a way to get the message to those people.
Absolutely.
That every once in a while we'll just shut everything down.
That's it.
So that's what we've done. We've successfully shut down the show today.
Fantastic.
Well done. You know, it's almost like a sit-down strike, except I stand and Mike sits, but we're not really on strike because we're still doing the show and we still want people like in their cars and junk to listen to us.
I technically don't sit. I recline.
Oh, sorry about that.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Go ahead, take one.
Yeah, take one. They're still flying.
See what happens.
Just one. Which line?
Dealer's choice.
Don and Mike show. Yes. Yes, idiot. Hello.
See?
What do you think? Are you listening to the program? Are you listening to the program?
It's kind of fun seeing Rob get fresh. Rob is not refreshed
then
today.
How do you not get it?
Well, it's because Rob's had to take all the calls.
That's
today,
right. He is not refreshed.
Oh, nice. You shouldn't be calling, though, because they're not taking calls. And good day to you.
Okay, that's enough, Rob.
And a good day to you, sir.
Okay, time for the 60-second interview.
Very good.
And here we go. And it's about the midget fireman.
All right, well, that's good. I would imagine probably pretty convenient to get into, like, little spaces and stuff.
Determined Dean Farino knew it would be a tall order for him to become the world's first midget firefighter.
Be a lifesaver if your doghouse was on fire.
Hold on. The hotline is ringing.
Oh.
We do accept calls on the hotline.
Hello. So you will answer the phone.
Oh, for you I will.
Yes, the hotline doesn't count, Bart.
Okay, I also just wanted to laugh at you because I'm out of school.
Oh, today was the last day of school, the last day I have to drive carpool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Way to go. And did... Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another successful year completed.
Thought you hung up there for a second.
No.
All right, and...
This is the day that your son Bart hears that music that you hear occasionally in your house, right?
Yes, like the angels singing.
This is like when he comes home for, you know, for that last time, and it's summer.
This is it. It's like... Summertime. He's out of school. I really, Fred and I are just as happy as Bart because, you know, no more morning carpool.
Sure.
No more afternoon carpool. And now he's to that age when he's going to be, you know, sleeping until 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. No problem. Yeah, bud.
Next year, could I maybe go to Dewey Beach House with Homo John?
No, Barty, first off, it's Homo Joe.
Kill Mama!
Oh.
Yes. That is a violation of the highest regard.
Here we are trying to set an example.
Your own family.
Your flesh and blood.
My son.
Does it to you, and we just both stampeded into it. Just unavoidable.
F me!
Just unavoidable. There are, I will tell you right now, there are guys
they just
all over the
their
area
pants
that are applauding your son.
They just peed their pants.
Just,
Jesus.
What a day.
Walked right into that one.
What a day.
Walked right into it. You know, I'm so stupid. He said to me the other day, Dad, sometime can I call you and do a Joe Mama call? And I said, sure. If you think you're bright enough.
And he said, Homo John.
And you said,
no, it's Homo Joe. And he said, Joe Mama.
I said, if you think you're bright enough to be able to call on the hotline and fool me and Uncle Mike.
I mean, he got his hook, line, and sinker. Here we are thinking it's just your son.
Oh, you thought you were safe.
There would be no problem with it. Boy, he did it, too.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Hook, line, and sinker.
You know, you ought to give his number out on the air.
That's funny, Buzz.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey.
Just tell Uncle Mike.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yes.
It was just the other day. Didn't you say to me the other day that you wanted to call in and do a Joe Mama call?
It was this morning.
How long have you been planning that? All day?
No.
Did you come up with it pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, here we are trying to train our audience, and you just came right in under the radar.
I cannot train my own son. Okay. Your fault if I've had so much that I quit. And we have to move and live in a paper box somewhere.
Whatever floats your boat.
Pardon me?
Whatever floats your boat. He's at that age.
Yours will be the one call that pushed me over the edge. But no, listen. You got me.
Okay.
Jesus, you got me.
Good job.
Oh, man. Homo John. No, Homo Joe.
Joe Mama.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And then he just goes into that very smug, self-satisfied responses where, you know, did you notice how we were getting the one-syllable responses?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Right. Big victory. Big victory for the B-man today.
Victory not only for the B-man, but I'm sure just, you know, a lot of guys out there probably applauding him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here we are.
But I'm only laughing because he's my son, and I love him more than I love life itself.
I understand.
In no way does that sanction the return of those telephone calls. As a matter of fact...
You're not mad at your son, you're mad at the dirt.
What he's done is he has just sealed the fate of today's show.
Yes, good.
My son has just decided for me that we will not take any more calls...
I think that's good.
...on the rest of today's show.
I think that's a good idea.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
A night's sleep. You know, a fresh start tomorrow.
Preach.
Maybe we'll take some calls tomorrow.
But he did it. You know what he showed you? He showed you that there's... There's still the smoking guns out there.
There sure are, Mike. And imagine that.
There's still some full chambers out there.
He came from my fertile seed.
Yeah.
That is my own son doing that to me.
He showed a great deal of skill.
He did.
Yeah. Reeling us in.
Right.
At our absolute most vulnerable.
And, you know, as much as I like to take credit, he gets that from Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt he gets that from Mommy.
Well, you always talk about the April Fool's Day endeavors that they perpetrate on.
Yeah, right. They lived to torture me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. They're probably laughing right now, the two of them, laughing, eating my food.
Don, as gullible as you are.
Drinking my beverages.
Just remember, as gullible.
Driving my car, living in my house.
As gullible as you are, you know, you can come in here and pull one on me, because I'm just a little bit more gullible than anybody else here.
I know you are.
And Charlie Broyhill knows that, too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Listen, time out. We have to do a break. I have to make an off-air call. And then we'll call this midget fireman when we come right back.
Fireman.
Whoops. No, I'm not ready for that yet.
Not yet.
Can that, yeah. Well, plenty of time for news tonight since we won't be interrupted with telephone calls.
Of course not.
We'll do the midget fireman, then we'll get right to Buzz right after
this. Is the story of a girl.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Here we are, the White Devils. Okay, time for the one-minute interview.
Yeah.
So we want to get over to Buzz with the news. And here we go. The story, talked about it moments ago, determined Dean Farina knew it would be a tall order for him to become the world's first midget firefighter. But he's done it.
Good.
The 4'10" Tower of Power is, in fact, a fireman.
That's tall for a midget, mm-hmm. or a little person, or a dwarf.
And he works in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay.
So we have no idea.
It's certainly hot down there.
Call him now.
Heat rises, so it's cooler for him closer to the ground.
As we continue proving the point on today's show that we can, in fact, do the show without you guys calling us. Much as we love it. Yes, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We're doing a national radio show.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Probably send him in earlier, I would think. You know? Because he is low to the ground.
It'd be good, like, with kitty cats and stuff, right?
Yeah, like coal miners used to have canaries.
I don't think they're that cruel. You know, you weren't talking about lightheaded when you tried to soften it.
No.
The canaries used to die.
They would send a canary, and if the canary died, they would know that there's some kind of bad gas.
Don't let him die.
That's all I'm saying. They put the canary in a cage, and if it was deceased, gone, no longer, they'd know there was noxious gas.
Well, didn't the Stinger Police have some stupid song called Canary in a Cage?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right.
About that very thing.
Hello? I believe that is a hang-up.
I believe our canary has flown the coop.
All right, let me call back.
The eternal sleep of the dead.
Are you
not safe in here.
Trying to call the midget fireman. Oh, and if he's not here, don't worry. I have a backup story.
A backup 60-second interview?
Yes.
I just love this music.
The world's first midget firefighter proves he has the right stuff.
Hello there, Fire Rescue Station 2, Firefighter Gujarat. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We are looking for Dan Ferrario?
Ferrario.
Ferrario, the little firefighter?
Yeah, 1 second.
The
Thank
little
you.
Guy.
Uh-huh. Oh, beautiful. All right, we'll talk to him.
Here we go.
No, he's working tomorrow.
He's working tomorrow.
Day off.
Working tomorrow.
Is he a little guy?
Yes, he is.
And so the first midget firefighter, right?
Well, I don't know if it's the first, but...
How do the rest of you guys treat him? You treat him like he was regular?
Hello?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
And is he fun around the firehouse?
Oh, hysterical.
that's great.
Can you tell me something? Do you guys, do you have like a shower area? If you guys go out and fight a fire and you come back, you have to get cleaned up? Have you ever seen him in the shower?
And
There he
goes. You know, it's funny to hear he wanted to hang up all along, but you finally just gave him that. I wanted to ask about the boots, if they came up to his armpits.
All right, one more call. We'll try one more 60-second interview call.
Very good. And, you know, the little firefighter, Don, I should point out, will be there tomorrow.
Okay, we got him.
There you go.
Just in case we continue with our no incoming call policy tomorrow.
I just want to make sure you make it on time.
All right, now here's a little prick. This guy's a prick, this guy we're calling right now.
Really?
This is a prick named Travis. And the reason that he's famous is that he didn't miss a single day of school for 13 years.
Oh, okay.
All right, there's always a story about a kid like this.
And the thing that really weirded me out about this story, if you read it, his parents sent him to visit a friend with chicken pox one summer so he could get the chicken pox and not miss school. They wanted to get the chicken pox in the summertime.
He thinks he is the Cal Ripken of school.
Very good.
Because, you know, Cal played all those games in a row. So let's call this boy and set him straight. His name is Travis.
Real nerd type. No, he's not there. Travis isn't there. Is he a firefighter?
They're on the phone. Let me see. He started kindergarten in 1986. On May 21st, he graduated with a perfect attendance record. 2,340 days. Never missed a day of school from kindergarten through the 12th grade.
You sound hostile towards this youngster. You didn't like the kids that always made it.
No, I don't.
We didn't have any in my school that actually made a big deal of it. And I'm sure there were a few.
The numbers you have reached.
But I never was aware of them.
Never heard of it.
I, of course, had severe stomach cramps right through my senior year of high school.
You know, the line's busy. You know, more power to him, but, you know, like, call People Magazine, please. All right, I got a third one, then.
Okay.
Just in case something happened to the midget firefighter.
Yes.
And the genius kid that never missed a day of school.
Right.
It's a ventriloquist referend. She's a Baptist preacher, and she gives sermons through her ventriloquist dummy, who's named Digger.
Digger?
That's great.
Okay. Fantastic.
Well, let's call the
Reverend. I know you have a soft spot in your heart for all ventriloquists.
Yes.
Well. You being one yourself, excuse me.
Danny O'Day.
A little lunch came up there for a second.
I had Danny O'Day when I was a kid.
Right.
She named the dummy Digger because he digs into Scripture to find meaningful passages.
Fantastic. Well, maybe Digger will be able to preach to us while we're on the phone.
I'm sure.
I hope so.
Here we go.
Digger.
Digger, a giant hole.
We've got a message machine here from
Digger.
Please leave your name and your number. You'll get
rejected. Good machine.
Hi. This is the Don and Ike radio show. We're just a couple of dummies calling you. Hi. We're not even more our lips while we talk to you now. This is Madam.
Hi, and I'm... Who is the black
Lester.
Guy?
Lester.
I'm Lester.
You're Willie Tyler's friend, and I'm Madam Waylon Flowers' friend.
And
we're coming to get you, Digger.
We are ventriloquists for Satan. How you doing? Beware, we're very scary. Very scary. 666, and we got our friends, Knucklehead Smith and Jerry Mahoney.
We're all going to sit down tonight and watch the movie Puppet Master.
And then we're going to drink calf's blood and watch The Exorcist. We are making this call without moving our lips.
And our hands are being moved with a stick, a metal stick.
And then we're going to watch The Twilight Zone, where the guy's ventriloquist dummy was actually alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we're going to watch the show with Anthony Hopkins called Magic.
Magic.
Yeah.
That's our favorite movie.
Welcome to the House of Wax. Have a nice day.
We are Night in Satan's service. Tell Digger we're coming to see him.
Bye, Digger.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's our dummy call.
Okay, well, there you go. There you go. There you go. Three separate phoners.
Right.
Nobody there.
I know, but at least we were able to, you know, do our fantastic dummy imitation.
Yeah, right.
Our damn dummy imitation.
Midget firefighter.
And, you know, technically what you were talking with Satan and all that, we were damned dummies.
Yes.
That's right, Mike. Here we are.
So the midget firefighter, the prick has never missed a day of school, and the lady who used a ventriloquist dummy in church, another day. Time for Buzz News and Comments. Now, Buzz, it's time to ask you...
Yes. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
What is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
There's a biting monkey on the loose.
Oh, no.
Oh, right. Yep, I saw this on the news. Okay, great. Biting monkeys. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Now, listen, hold on. Before we go to break.
Ah, yes.
I want to not take the 100th caller.
Very good.
And not give the 100th caller a chance to win $500 guessing secret sound number 3.
That's right.
Since we are doing the no interaction with you telephone show today.
I'm going to use the regular snail mail.
Yes. Send us a letter. Don and Mike Show, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007.
Yep.
We will take the 100th letter to give you a chance to win $500.
That's right.
And look, pointless now. I see all 12 lines lining up.
We're going to look like the final scene in Miracle on 34th Street anyway.
It is pointless to call because we're not answering the phones. The 100th letter gets a chance to win the money.
Your calls are useless against us.
When we come to right back.
She says the monkey snatched the bread out of her hand, and that as she turned to run away, the monkey bit her on the thigh.
On the thigh. Ooh, all right. Hey, you know what he was really going for.
Right. Yeah, monkey.
Hey, the
poontang.
Hey. Crazy monkey.
The wound was minor. Police have set traps for the monkey, but they haven't caught it yet, so it's still out there somewhere.
Okay, well, I'm sure he works at the sales staff here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All you have to do is come by and bring some free custard.
Legendary.
Put that in a trap.
Was the monkey's name Steve Johnson?
I don't think hey, so. Free custard. Hey, how come that door closed on my leg?
Legendary comedian Bob Hope is in the hospital in Palm Desert, California.
Wow.
After turning 97 on Monday, Hope was checked in today complaining of lower intestinal pain.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
that's too much cake.
Now, you know what, Rob? I think you're too fast with that.
Oh, I do love
Rob
that.
Had the Bob Hope AP football team tape that we have. What?
Can we have one joke?
All right, just one joke, but really, we want to save it for when he dies, but we do the whole Bob Hope is dead show.
Good. Right.
Brad Culpepper, senior defensive tackle from Sunny University of Florida.
When Brad was only 2 years old, he had his picture taken on a bearskin rug. Actually, it wasn't a rug exactly. It was a real bear that Brad had in the hammerlock.
All right, that's all.
That's one joke.
Something to look forward to.
John, when we do the tribute, will it be all the jokes?
We're going to listen to the entire 7.5-minute tape,
as we should.
Bob Hope interviewing whatever the 1980 whatever it was football team.
When you get done playing that, I'll say thanks for the memories.
His spokesman says Hope wasn't feeling well when he awoke this morning. He was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Palm Springs and transferred to Eisenhower Medical Center in Palm Desert. spokesman.
Bob Hope.
Oh, God.
He's going to call his doctor now.
Oh, John.
Right.
Dr. John. Dr. John. Must have been the right place. You're in the wrong time.
The spokesman says Hope is in stable condition and that his wife Dolores and daughter Linda are at his side.
I can't hear you.
The Hope just returned from 3 weeks here in Washington and Maryland.
Wow. I beg your pardon?
The woman who made Elvis his first peanut butter and banana sandwiches is dead.
Oh, when does the bad news continue on this show?
I think we may have had her on the show.
You did. Elvis. She's
this the lady who wrote the Elvis cookbook?
I believe so. Elvis cook Mary Langston, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She has died.
Way to go, Head.
She's died at the age of 78. She left us day before yesterday after a series of strokes.
Or rather, why does the bad news continue on the show? I said, when does the bad news continue? And it's obvious the bad news continues with every story that Buzz reads.
Yes, very dismal.
very depressing today, Buzz.
I can't control that.
Lift us up.
When we finish this, we're out of this.
Okay.
Before she passed, Mary said Elvis tasted his first PB&B on a concert tour. After that, he asked her to make them. She says he didn't like her peanut butter and nana sandwiches at first.
Hey, man, these are good.
He didn't like them until E's dad, Vernon, suggested that she toast the bread first and then fry the whole sandwich.
This is not her music.
No?
Oh, no, I just screwed that up. This is not her music.
No.
Survivor.
It's not a Survivor.
Sounds like something from the Jungle Room, man.
The Survivor music. Would have been funny if I hit the right goddamn button.
Actor Patrick Swayze walked away from a small plane crash in Arizona today. He was the pilot and the only person on board a Cessna twin-engine craft on his way from Van Nuys to Vegas. The FAA says Swayze's plane dropped off the radar at 13,000 feet. And they couldn't reach him on the radio.
It was mimicking his career.
Arizona police found the plane on a dirt road with only minor damage.
What year did his career drop off the radar, Don?
The year he made these tapes for us.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze. And, you know, you, really, I have to give you one piece of advice. You never, never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O, whatever, apostrophe, whatever his name is, O'Meara or some stuff like that. Well, see, I told you, you shouldn't have me do this kind of thing because... These guys aren't worth knowing.
This was when his career was officially over.
Mm. He'd had a lot of evening before he came into our morning show.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. I guess his name is Mira. Who's going to call himself Geronimo, much less O'Meara?
He came in, and he was seriously hungover. He had been out absolutely all night and came in at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the studio was full of all of the office women.
Yeah, everybody was excited because he was very hot movie star at the time.
Came in to see Patrick Swayze, and I remember looking through a window, and he was in the outer office, and his head was just down on the desk.
Yeah, he had it like, put your head down on your arms, sleeping position at the desk.
They found Swayze further down the road, walking in search of civilization, or his career, as the case may be.
Wow.
Former football great Jim Kelly says he walked away from a plane crash recently, but the government says it has no record of the crash. It supposedly happened on May 20th as Kelly went on a two-week hunting trip he'd won at a charity auction. He says the pilot of the two-seater told him, "Brace yourself, we're going down." And then he says the plane plunged into the Bering Sea off the coast of Alaska. He says he and the pilot then swam to shore with only minor cuts and scrapes. Again, the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board say they have no record of any of this.
You know what, Buzz?
What?
I'm thinking maybe I'll just take a phone call.
Oh, that's pretty brave. I don't know.
Oh, Don! I'm thinking maybe I'll take a phone call.
Wow, man, I don't know.
Nah, changed my mind. Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
We got to do a break. We'll be back with more.
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Forgot to mention the Buzz news and comments. Brought to you tonight by Budweiser, making a Bud summer. Bud and Bud Light are giving away thousands of great prizes. Visit Budweiser.com for details. And now back to Buzz.
Well, as we mentioned back when you were still taking calls, the early numbers for the show that CBS reality game show Survivor did very well last night. Nielsen's overnight estimates say the show had between 17 and 18 million viewers. It appears to be closer to 18 million now. And although it didn't quite catch up to Millionaire, it was the highest-rated show on that network in that time slot in 2 years.
I knew they wouldn't catch me.
Millionaire's audience was just 6% bigger.
Let me tell you right now, you can put all the F's on an island you want. They're not going to touch me. I'm the hot one. All right? They all want a piece of
me. The Millionaire.
All right? And if it gets any hotter in the kitchen, they'll have some spiders crawl across my wingtips. There you are.
And although syndicated TV critic Tom Shales called the show boring, the numbers show that the audience for Survivor actually got bigger as the hour went on. CBS is talking about rerunning that first episode in what remains of this week.
You know, I just read about Regis in the newspaper today. Remember you had the story yesterday that he's going to be writing a book?
Who Wants to Be Me?
Okay, here are some of the topics of Regis's book writing now. Good.
Here's the big swim in Lake Me.
The ordeal of ordering embarrassing products at drugstores, like, you know, buying his wife tampons.
Right.
The theft of his wallet backstage during Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and a rant about men who flirt with his wife, Joy.
Oh. Listen, hey, I can't. That's going to be a real page-turner.
That is going to be a... That one about men who flirt with Joy, that is going to be a one-page chapter.
When's the chapter of getting up at like 4 a.m. to use the toy?
know, if they want to stop people from flirting with Joy, they should print that picture of her that we saw in the bathing pool with her,
yes,
with her pancake boobs.
Absolutely, IHOP.
With her tan cake titties.
Tan cake titties. Well, the next CBS reality game show is called Big Brother. It confines a group of people to a house that's almost completely in view of TV cameras. And like Millionaire and Survivor, it's based on a show that originated in Europe. But now, CBS is being sued, accused of stealing the idea from the show, from, of all sources, an X-rated website.
Really?
A Florida company that features college-age women in various states of undress in their house in full view of cameras is doing the suing.
Hey, nobody comes into our house and pushes us around.
Are there thousands of websites now where you have girls and college kids that are living their lives on the web?
There are lots of them, but there's one in particular that's particularly publicity hungry. In fact, we've talked about them on the show before. They've been in some legal battles with the authorities there in Florida, and this is that same website. CBS calls the lawsuit frivolous and without merit.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's the lead attorney for CBS, Donald Efron.
And then there's this story. The young man who posed as Steven Spielberg's nephew has been arrested again.
Wow.
After changing his Iranian name to Jonathan Spielberg, he enrolled as a part-time student at the Catholic school right behind Don and Mike World headquarters here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Paul the Sixth.
Last week, he was convicted of forgery. You may have read about that in the paper here. He's not the nephew of the famous movie director he'd claimed to be, and he's much too old for high school at age 27.
Mm-hmm.
Today, he was arrested at a Fairfax shopping center on charges of sexually assaulting a teenaged boy and for contributing to the delinquency of a teenaged girl.
Oh, brother.
We'll be reading more about that, I'm sure.
You know, call me crazy, but that guy's trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was lots of yelling on the Larry King show last night as John and Patsy Ramsey faced off with a former police detective from Boulder, Colorado.
And here's all the yelling. What about me? Look at me. I'm Larry King.
I'm great. I'm really wonderful. I'm me. I've won Peabody Awards.
My wife just had a baby. I was in the locker room with Don Shula when he won his 300th game.
I've interviewed everybody that's anybody, famous political leaders, and there are lots of presidents.
I had a grilled cheese sandwich for breakfast when I was meeting with Nelson Mandela.
I'm father of two and elderly.
That's all the screaming that was going on.
Sure.
Look at me!
Me, me, me.
Look at me, I'm Larry King.
Ah, I tell you, what a thrill. Life's a thrill. It's just a thrill to be me. And I have to write about it so I can tell all of you that it's a thrill to be me.
Him and Regis. This detective is just out with the book that theorizes that Patsy is the killer of JonBenet. The couple say they're innocent and a grand jury was unable to suggest otherwise, but Boulder police still carry that umbrella of suspicion. In last night's show, the Ramseys made a new offer to police. They say they will fly back to Boulder to describe their theory that a pedophile was responsible for the crime.
Nobody!
Oh, dear.
Who is Nero?
Here it is.
Well,
nobody!
He did say JonBenet.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Nobody!
Set off the alarm, Mike.
No, you're not.
Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook?
That's right.
I mean,
folks, you should see the video. Mike is so cute. Wearing the sequined cowboy hat.
The six shooters, my six shooters.
All the heavy makeup his parents have put on him.
Rhinestone boots.
Captain of villains.
Right after they entered you in those beauty contests.
Murder and Lou, which I won. I'm going away. And I appreciate you playing it right to the last.
The part you like, I know.
It's cute.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you all very much.
Well, you can see this coming. The New York Apple tour buses have been ordered off the streets by Governor Pataki.
Boo.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
I know, Jack. Just from New York Apple tour.
And we'll try to run over as many tourists as they can.
Nice to know that there will be more double-decker buses flying around the streets of Manhattan.
Amen. Bette Midler is not the only star who's lost a chunk of weight recently.
Again, Buzz, alleged. I saw a photograph of Bette Midler.
Yeah, and it was doctored, I'm sure.
Right.
Soprano star James Gandolfini lost 25 pounds for a movie he's making with Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt. He says,
oh, that's a drag.
Well, don't worry. Not to fret. He says he lost...
I mean, that's a drag. Well, he's got to get back and eat the whole drag. What do you mean he lost 25 pounds?
He says he lost the weight just by working out and sleeping, and he says he does...
Hey, wait. How do you lose weight by sleeping?
Well, I just thought I was.
If that's the case, Rob, yeah. Rob should be like the skinniest guy in the world.
Just work out and sleep.
When you're sleeping, you can't eat. That's how it works. He says he plans to gain all the weight back for The Sopranos.
That's great.
Quoting him, I have to gain the weight back. Tony Soprano should be fat. He's funnier if he's fat.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to work out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat lasagna and eat the whole tray.
And by the way, they start filming the third season of that HBO series on August 1st, with the first new episode airing around March 1st.
You know what he said to me?
What's that?
No.
Buzz, you know what he said?
What?
You know what he said? He'd like to eat?
What?
Your son, AJ.
I didn't say that, Tony. I wouldn't...
What?
He said...
He said what?
He said to me...
No.
He would like to eat your son, AJ.
That's the most... You're telling me that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. He's a kid. He's a child. What are you talking about? I swear to God, this is it. I've told you before. I'm going to come over there. I'm going to rip your throat out, and I'm going to feed it to you. And I swear to God that I'm going to take your eyes, I'm going to pluck them out, and I'm going to put them in a big plate of scongili.
He set me up, Tony. I never said that. Tony, you
come
said
on.
It.
The whole tray?
Ask him what's on his... Screensaver.
What's on your screensaver?
It's a picture of the head of our company.
No, it's a picture of your son.
A picture of my son?
You know, from the episode when AJ was out by the pool.
With his shirt off?
With his shirt off.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez, I tell you right now, I'm going to come over there, I swear to God.
You're going to go for
a big boat ride.
Clear those lines. It's time to not take the 100th telephone call.
Absolutely not.
877-365-3636. Go ahead and call. We're not answering the phones.
Phones have been ringing all day, Don.
They have, and we have not answered them. I believe maybe by tomorrow we'll come back. We'll forget about today's show. We'll start over. We'll continue to take the calls.
You never know.
And who knows? Maybe we'll even take the 100th caller today.
Oh?
Really?
Oh?
Well, probably not.
So call if you like. 877-365-3636.
Yes, if that is your wish.
We will be right back.
Eliminating his $1 million payroll makes room for Deion Sanders. And candy is dandy, but you could still put someone's eye out. Internet kingpin Andrew Rasage got tossed out of Friday's Yankees-Red Sox game for trying to make the new no booze in the bleachers rule more tolerable. He started tossing bags of M&Ms and Twizzlers into the crowd. He's a philanthropist. He likes doing stuff like that. After getting tossed out of the ballpark, he was allowed back into the stadium eventually, but Yankee officials stand by what the security guys did. Quoting one official, they try to discourage anybody from throwing anything. It can be dangerous. You could poke someone's eye out, end quote. That's New York.
Right.
Finally, some New Jersey high school kids nearly killed their principal last week. They didn't do it on purpose. It was senior prank day. A week ago today, a student slipped into the office and announced on the PA system that Operation Nerf was underway.
Oh, my.
Graduating students who had spent weeks collecting Nerf balls dumped them into the hallways. And then somebody released some rats, some mice, and a swarm of crickets.
Oh.
That's when the screaming and chasing and stomping on crickets began.
Oh.
And then somebody pulled the fire alarm. An excited principal collapsed in the hall and then had to have heart bypass surgery.
Is that the best senior prank ever?
My God, it's a success. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Got to go.
All right.
Tomorrow, Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
Man who single-handedly ruined Saturday Night Live.
All right. We're not going to say that to him.
No, not to his face.
Oh.
No. That is a contractual obligation. That's why we're getting the $16,000 to give away.
You think his acne's cleared up?
Find out tomorrow.
Very good.
Also, tomorrow, Homo Joe's tapes for the Beach House. And we'll have the website where you can look at pictures of the nearly nude 13 people who lived at the beach house all week.
Yeah, they're hot.
And tomorrow, the brand new low budget Jeff Hardy.
Right.
All of that on tomorrow's show. And now.
Now, it's a moment of truth. It's a very, very big moment on the show. Do we or don't we?
I mean, eventually we will. There's no doubt about it. Eventually we will.
Phones are ringing.
I know the phones are ringing.
You know.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Now what? Go ahead, what?
I'm just going to say it could go down as, you remember that day you took no calls? No. Or it could be that day you took one call.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, everybody. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you and good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
As always, Mike with an eye towards the history.
Yes, I've always...
How will we be remembered in future years?
It's like a presidency. What will our legacy be?
Right.
You know, when they say, hey, you did take a call that day.
Right.
That's what the call would be 2 months down the road. You did take one call that day.
No, we did not. Right. Not after we decided we weren't.
We did not.
Thank you, as always. Thank you. Good night, Buzz. Thank you. Good night, Mike. Good night. And Robbie.
Be strong, Sid.
Please. Throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Here we go, man.
Oh. Oh, yes.
There you go. There you go. That's right. The show with no calls.
Yep, did it.
What good. It was.
Strong. Strong.
Peace.
See you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying,